Maria.
Hello?
And I'm here to tell you about ASMR.
Just checking the volume on the phone.
Autonomous.
Is their phone.
Sensory. Meridian response.
What a juggalo. What a.
All right. Oh, boy. You woke up dumbs up.
That was.
Oops. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get any redder.
Awesome.
Like the machine gun of...
What's going on here?
Acting going on here.
Never surrender.
Sit down and shut up.
Wimpy, come on. Give it all you got. Go.
Let me preface this.
I know it.
I've been having a lot of sex with you.
What? Look at this penis.
Wow.
I saw at least 4 feet of it.
Wow.
Oops.
That can happen.
Local this quarter this evening.
No mistake that he was trying to
go in the bathroom and
humiliating.
Problem.
Shut up, all the parents.
He had consumed some alcohol.
There's a punch.
Punch fighter. He's a lover.
Well, she got us off the air yesterday following some questions.
Well, I don't get.
I was offended.
This is fact.
Siegel often draws his audience at the expense of others.
No one's ever sent me before.
Surely not again. I plan on doing a selfie right about here.
It's like when he started laughing at the bag.
Funny is that?
That's pretty funny.
I'm still not sure what happened.
Daddy, what do you do when you go to work?
Art.
I'm
talking years from now.
Don't tell me to calm down. Oh,
get it.
Is it politically correct as your proverbial turd in a punch bowl?
Oh, my God. That weird little chewy guy.
Boy of the month? Doesn't matter. I still won.
What? Is this Eva? Okay. How you pronounce it?
Chug-a-ma-loo-ma-nick-a-nick. Hob-a-loo-hoo-ka-mick. Goodbye to Texas University. Goodbye to and why night, Lord. Them the old Texas Aggies, they is the boys who knows how to fight. Texas is upon you, yes, Lord. That is the song for you. It sounds like hell.
Oh,
with Texas University. Now for the Aggies, look here, chicka wicka bone, chicka dicka 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 doo, disco, hello. What in the world did it?
It is 5:48 in the morning. Your phone, everything. 882 Elliot, 866-235-5468. Hello, class.
Hello.
Hey, good.
Man, I can't believe it's over.
What's over?
The whole prison search. Prisoner search.
Oh. Yeah, but now we get the details.
I know. That's the that is the good part.
How they were, like, throwing off the trail with peppers.
Pepper. Oh, yeah. Pepper to throw off the dog. The,
Hammered?
The, no, Matt was all hammered. Was Sweat hammered, too?
No, wait. Okay,
Matt was the first one that went.
Well,
Richard
hung.
Matt, right.
He was,
yeah.
No, he...
Huge, yeah, he, yo, yeah. He, you know what I kept trying to figure out on, so he got it on, Friday. So, shot on Friday. He's gone. Sweat, they get, by the way, two things. How many times have you looked at the picture of ground with, like,
bloody?
Oh, I can't watch that enough. That the one that I really can't take right now, because I mean this is all good, obvious. And take Dog the Bounty Hunter. I can't
what,
take
you're, it. You're shocked that he's continuing to inject himself in the story.
You know what? I actually am, because I had no idea. Was I living under a rock? Did you even?
I knew that he was.
But did you know prior to the weekend that he was there, or yes. Did he just get there this weekend?
I saw about a week ago that he was
oh, did you really? Yeah. Oh, then I was completely about a dog.
Was it a dog?
I gotta be honest. I didn't know any of the Chapman family had arrived in upstate New York. But I can't stop looking at the and I was concerned about him overnight, because obviously he gets shot. They take him into.
He was still critical.
Well, yeah, but you got to make it through. That's the rough part. The but go back to Matt getting it on Friday. And so I was talking to people over the weekend. What was he firing at? It's the shot. So those two guys back up to Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those guys in their camper van and their roads in up. They hear something thud. Well, like a puff against her, and they get out. They hit a flat, or we ran over something. No big deal. They keep driving about another, eight? They finally get to where they're going to camp, which brings up a whole other thing about why are you out camping? But anyway, so they, good for them. So they driving the 8 to 10 miles to wherever they were going, and they get out, and they kind of search the more, and they realize that there's a bullet hole inside of the 911, which, by the way, ton of credit for that.
I don't even like notice it or
no. Notice that. I feel like you would notice that your camper's been shot, but I don't 911. Maybe because you know that there's two escaped convicts that potentially
in, general area.
In the area that you would call. But I feel like there's their car got shot and they noticed it 10 miles later. That wouldn't leave that area. So they're so full of hunters. Many there. Well, first of all, there's or cabins that I don't know that you normally would call. But I get two schmucks who are still believed to be in call. So then the cops show up. They see that the camper van had been right cabin, and inside the cabin it smells like gun smoke. And they know it's open. They go out the back door. They're looking around. They hear anything. It could be an animal. It could be anything. They essentially hear me with chicken in the tube, and they realize off. They don't put his hands up. He doesn't. What was he shooting at inside that? He fired that shot right for the gun smell to still smell in there.
Think.
I don't know.
I don't know guns, but if you fired, let's say you were outside the cabin and you fired a shot, and then you went inside, smell like gun smoke?
Maybe a little.
I mean, they said they walked in there and the smell of gun smoke was just hanging in the air. Want to believe? Fight with each other. And he's drunk, he's drinking, he's pounding whiskey, and he's like, we're doing
this. Wasn't it like great wine? Great
moonshine. Yeah. Actually, I mean, he's been in prison. It's so the... So that's what I want to fantasize about. They're inside the cabin. Matt's like, I'm hammering this. And Sweat's like, no, bro. We do this. And he fires a shot to scare him. Or he at him. Who the hell
His
knows?
General direction, yeah.
Because didn't they say about say from got it?
So he made some ground.
Decent
yeah.
Time. Wet went running out of the and then Matt fired a shot. Because he had to get outside. Or at least with the door or window open. But I am still all day on Saturday. What the hell was going on in that cabin where he fires a shot? Because that shot changed everything. Like, if they don't hit the cabin, I mean, who knows what happens after that. But if they don't hit that little camper, what the hell happens? And also, if it were me, I don't know that while I'm running from the fuzz, I don't know that I'm getting blitzed.
And at that point, is going to eventually be caught and they just don't.
No. They've been on the run for 3 weeks.
But... You know, it's like they said.
Or was he trying to? Did he try to shoot out the camper? Or get the hell out of there. But then, why does it smell like gun smoke?
I mean, how many times did he fire?
Did he? Well, I don't know. I know he hit the camper van once.
Right.
Or did he the window into the camper vamper van? Know what was going on? It was sweat even with him at that point. It hasn't said anything yet, right?
No.
I mean, Dog hasn't released any statements from Sweat yet. Isn't it hard? Don't get me wrong. I'm thrilled that. And if I lived anywhere around there, I'm sure last night felt like it was the greatest day of summer of all time. But do you think they were together? You're on Dog. You're on Dog's.
At Mrs. Dog C is.
Sorry, that's Beth. Beth's on. Beth's tweeting for me. Wait, was she?
Sweat attack CMT Dog and Beth.
That's the hat. The hat. I didn't think they were still on television.
CMT?
It looks like there's a premiere coming up.
Oh,
she's out there doing press for the show.
No, it was
he's putting himself in the middle of it.
Yeah.
I watched with CMT yesterday. No, because you're.
Urban Cowboy.
Don't
say no. You watch that every time it's on.
Yeah, no. But there was a great movie on CMT. Did you pop CMT on yesterday, Tyler?
Been down right now.
Oh, hold on. Back to
south of Constable and Dwayne's Prison Break. Hashtag CMT Dog and Beth.
Wait, so were they? So they just was in the middle of it to hype the premiere.
Are you seriously?
Well, I would
asking
like to,
that. No, they were helping a community.
Well, I am not. Up in the hash line.
This is
how ridiculous.
Dog and Beth on the hunt.
Wait, is that for them being a constable, or is that for their show?
No, I believe.
Man, I don't care about that. Something smells.
This was the Super Bowl of manhunts. I should have let Diane. I was so lucky to be a spectator to the operation.
Okay, you weren't at a movie.
And commentating for our network, CMT.
Season 3 premiere, July 18th.
Oh, good. That is.
Hashtag you can run, but
Tyler.
You can't hide. Hashtag New York Prison Break. Hashtag CMT. July 18th. Hashtag CMT.
I feel bad not knowing that they were even there. Dog did say that to the. That could on. What day was Sweat?
Friday.
No, that was Friday.
Oh, yep.
Okay, so Dog said that.
I was just looking at the CMT mic, super long nails holding it.
Oh, bad.
So that was her, doing an interview with the police.
Good for her. Good for her. Dog wants the guys. I guess there were some guys who were coming back from. And they rolled up on somebody that they thought was Sweat because he was on an Omni. And the guy was like, hey, give me a ride. And they were all flipped out and then called the cops. And then the cops went back. But now the cops are saying that they Sweat. He was just like walking and jogging and jogging. And then when they told him to stop, he didn't stop. That's when they let him have it. But Dog wants the, is that them there?
No, that is not Beth.
I was going to say, I hope that's not
that's
what they
somebody
wore.
Helping
Super Bowl
sniff out the killer.
Of
he's the same sunglasses, though. He doesn't switch style.
No, because he could see in the brush. He could see in the brush. Super Bowl of Prison Break.
Instagram is Mrs. Dog. It's confusing.
No, can I tell you what I watched on CMT yesterday? It was not Dog was in the middle of it. I just happened to pop it on. When was the last time you were?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The movie, Zookeeper, with Kevin James. Oh, it's great. He talked
about
Brian
yeah.
Callum's in it, too.
Yeah, I never saw that.
Oh, it's so good. I saw it originally in the theaters, but when that
Did
was...
You?
Yeah, no, that's a good movie. And then when I saw it yesterday, one of those that you always stop on, when the giraffe is kind of rapping a little bit, he wants that one
really
girl.
I don't remember that movie.
And he gets into the bear pen, and that's when they tell him you gotta walk, you gotta...
Predate the Blart movies?
The Pudding Cup, kind of... That's your penis, Diane.
Oh.
And cup out.
Uh-huh.
So good yesterday. It's a good weekend for CMT.
In terms of press?
Well, you had Zookeeper on, and then you had CMT Dog and Beth.
Don't know what you're talking about. That sounds like you just don't know how to construct a sentence.
Did you ever see Zoo? You didn't pop that on yesterday?
Have I ever seen a Kevin James film?
Yes, you have.
I don't think I have.
You never
saw Hitch?
It's a great movie.
James film. That's in it. Will Smith.
But he never saw you. Did you see the original Mall Cop?
No. Sorry.
Great movie. The Queens?
No.
Good sitcom. Kevin James. Kevin James got to be a $20 million.
I don't know his.
I mean, he does sell tickets at a box office.
Oh.
That's all that that man does.
Yeah, Hitch. That's all I see.
But I've seen a lot more than that.
And now pronounce you Chuck and Larry?
Never saw it.
That was the Sandler one.
Grown Ups?
Saw it. Oh, great movie. That's also Sandler.
Grown Ups 2.
Great. The sequel, How Do You Not?
Three.
Yeah, no. Grown Ups with what's her face? The Friends girl. Come on.
Courtney Cox?
No, the hair.
Jennifer Aniston?
There you go, Rachel. Yeah. She was a grown up. Oh, absolutely. Is it for camp?
No, that's like Day Out or something.
No, it's not.
Daddy Daycare?
Oh, Dad's Day Out was also. Oh, what's the one where they go away to like the couples camp?
That's
Tyler, yeah, but isn't Paul Blart, not Paul Blart, isn't
Jennifer Aniston?
Isn't Kevin James?
Is he? Is that Couples Retreat?
Yes. He's in that.
I don't think Jennifer Aniston.
I've seen her in something where they go away. Like for like couples help. Who?
Paul Rudd.
Okay.
Are you confused?
Kevin James does a movie. It's not a one man show, right? Like Zoogie Cowan was in it. There's a movie.
And the giraffe.
You don't remember when he's on down bike and he's pedaling up next to him and keeps going like
I never saw that movie.
Taste my heel. Woo! And he kicks him. You don't remember that?
I feel like I would remember that.
Great scene from a movie. Awesome. Right now, I'm having a hard time remembering the synopsis.
Your boy. Kevin James is in Pixels.
That's right. Oh, what? They showed an ad for Pixels during Zookeeper.
And BattleBots. Last clip I watched that.
I can't believe you didn't watch all of it. Great show. Did you watch BattleBots last night?
No.
Get a lot of
lies. Saturday.
Wait a minute. You went to a movie?
Yeah. Inside Out. I told you. We don't see adult movies in the theater.
Oh. Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
Is it a girl movie?
No, it's about a girl.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh. There's a hockey to it, too.
Then you know what? It's probably a girl. Where find one?
That's a big deal. Air streak ending. The games of that airs.
Oh, yeah.
That's our thing. Don't movies.
Diane, no. Well, you two don't see movies.
Well, now I have
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You said Master went to a theater.
What? She did, yeah.
Yeah, that's my girl.
Not a nicey.
That's my girl right there. Oh, now we're going to lay down the
Dad
law.
Dad lets me get candy and popcorn. No. I'm
But I do have a wonderful NATO salad that I've put
Ellie in the morning.
Hello?
Good morning.
Yes?
Just go with it. Was the Jennifer Aniston Adam Sandler movie you were trying to get? Just go with it.
Yes.
It's similar though. It wasn't.
Kevin James
was not in that. That comedian, like the gay character, she was in Reno 911.
Yes, Kevin James.
No.
Kevin.
All right. So I have the movie. That's okay. But you love Kevin James.
Yeah. No, he's fine. I think you're overselling Paul Blart though.
Paul Blart. What was wrong? Paul Blart was a great movie.
Talking about Zookeeper?
This was awesome.
Zookeeper. I saw Zookeeper. It was a cute movie.
Did you laugh?
Just because I laughed, it means a great movie.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
All right, very good. I appreciate it. Pretty man.
Have a good day.
You got it. We'll talk. All right, let me do this. We got a lot of stuff that we're going to be very, very busy. So we'll come back, lay everything out for you next.
Elliot in the morning. We'll follow you back at Richmond from the Nissan of Richmond traffic.
On the interstate, it's a pretty minor issue. Found a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder at Chamberlain Avenue off the interstate, south of 3 Chopped at Morgan Run Road. From News Radio WRVA, I'm Scott Barnett.
This report is brought to you by Double Fuel Points at your neighborhood Kroger this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Download the fuel coupon or clip and save. Exclusions apply. See store for details or visit Kroger.com/summer low price. Low prices at Kroger.
Don't think about joining a gym. Join the family. Right now, you can join Family Fitness for just one commitment. Membership includes a one-hour session with a certified personal trainer. We'll show you everything we have and how to use it to reach your goals. Stop by any American Family Fitness to learn more. Then take advantage of the join for $1 with the offer ends soon. See location.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have 4 bedrooms and a minivan, and never have
having twins?
Never has and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help. From life insurance to college savings, that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent. To find us near you, call 1-800-STATEFARM.com.
Hey, babe.
Don't let noise. Stop by AutoZone and get a new set of brake pads and brake rotors. Introduce Max Premium Brake Pads, the original pads that came on your car.
Sir, today's tunes instead of your alarm.
Sure, you'd love this kind of help in the morning.
It's coffee with sugar and cream. Fresh to death outfit for you. And here's your breakfast sausage and biscuits.
But at least we serve you breakfast. Right now, get an Egg McMuffin stuffing sandwich with a medium brew cafe coffee for only 3 locations open at 5 a.m. For a limited time, participate
in Taste Buds. They got your back. It's ice-cold Coca-Cola from McDonald's. And then you realize it's just a dollar. Or when they turn hope for the lady in line behind you. And then you cop the number. Your Taste Buds just buzzed right now. But since they don't have hands, instead of hands, a sip of McDonald's, next best thing.
More Taste Buds, some love? Enjoy any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea from McDonald's. $1. Prices and participation may vary.
Why wait until December to start shopping for Christmas when you can get up to 70% off? An unbeatable Tullidy Jewelry at Fletcher's Jewelers. Fletcher's Jewelers is having the biggest sale ever. Up to 70% off everything in the store. Engagement, 14-karat earrings, and more. Name jewelry is those big-name jewelers, but now it's up to 70% off. Don't miss this. Fletcher's Jewelers has all the jewelryable savings.
70% savings. Jewelers. South Park Mall, near Regal Cinemas.
Clouds Vapor in Chester is relocating. Thanks to all your support, they've decided to their newest location at Iron Bridge Road in Chester, the Walmart Shopping Center in Chester. That's 119 Iron Bridge Road in the Iron Bridge Plaza. About their brand new location in Midlothian, both equipped with over 30 premium brands: Suicide Bunny, Five Pumps, Alloy Blends, King's Crown, Grand Vapors, and the Vaping Rabbit, as well as a hub create over 10,000 open 7 days a week. Clouds Vapor.
The Wawa Foundation and the USO are partnering for parts to celebrate our nation's heroes. So you care by making a donation to the US Wawa store from June 20th to August 30th. All donations benefit USO programs that directly serve the men and their families. Join us to the everyday heroes who do so much for our country. And thank you for your support.
Here guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars. Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
XL 102 with another big field day.
It's banned from Catfish the Bug.
Yeah, so we were kind of retelling it.
Meeting is a strong word at him.
No.
It was a little bit. We were just
on the hump.
Edfieldday.com. Richmond's number one morning show. Elliot in the morning on XL 102.
What y'all wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers, who be dipping in the bin balls, on the low from the Jake and the Taurus, trying to get my hands on some grants like Horace. Yeah, living the raw deal, 3-course meal, spaghetti, fettuccine, but still, everything's real in the field, and what you can't have now, leave, but don't knock me for trying. B7 zeros, those over in Rio, these nobody's hero, but I wanna be heard, on your hot 9-7 every day, that's my word, swimming.
It's Elliot in the morning. All right, it's busy today. Very, very busy. We got a lot of stuff to get through today. Don't forget this coming Saturday, my 20th anniversary blowout. They will tell you the show was actually never was, but it is full bore, ready to go. Set for Saturday. July Rally and Ride is on. The anniversary blowout is on. So, a couple of things surrounding that. Number one, I do have tickets for you, and I will give you those all to go to the Foo Fighters 20th anniversary. Grohl on 60 Minutes last night.
I watched it.
Was it good?
Mm-hmm. It almost seemed, I feel like it was the mention of how it
is
was.
Is this post-broken leg?
No. This was almost seen, and I didn't see it before, if this was done right after Sonic Highways started, or right before Sonic Highways started.
Oh, it's an old
piece. It's Steams and Cooper, because it was all about, like, Sonic Highways.
Oh, really?
So this had
nothing to do with leg break, missing some shows, missing Glastonbury?
No, and they kind of... I can't remember the exact wording that they used, but they made you think that, like, this report had aired before.
Good. Now I don't feel bad.
Yeah.
Now I don't feel bad. So anyway, yes, the anniversary blowout, Saturday night, well, all day Saturday, at, what you call it? The, hold on one second, the, That's not me, is
it? Says Washington State.
Oh, that's not me. No. I don't live in Washington State.
I guess that, no. Yeah.
So the 20th anniversary blowout today, that will take place. Prior to that, we have our Dave and Elliott's 4th of July, our Chair FK. That was on hold for a while, not knowing whether everything was going to still take. Still some tickets available to that, so if you want to buy those this week, you can get those all the way to Facebook.com/EITM online. So, heading into Saturday. Also this week, I will have tickets for Ant-Man in the Wilderness. Concert November 17th, so the show is still a ways off. That's a good show, though. You get Andrew Wilderness, Politics, I believe Grizzly, Matt Bill, so we'll give you tickets for that. I Faith No More. Also, Jason John with us today. He's got a movie called The Overnight. I have not seen the movie, but if it's as good as a trailer and some clips of the movie that I've seen, this movie screams home run in Emerald, because it is a hard R. So anyway, Jason Schwartzman will be on with us a little bit later on. A lot of stuff that we have to get through. There was a lot of news over the weekend. But again, keep in mind, hey, Stadium, it's the Foo Fighters 20th anniversary blowout. Everything, you'll make it's all this week. And again, the rally and ride will take place beforehand. Grohl will, and so everything is set. So again, if you need tickets for that, there are still charity. Facebook.com online. That will get you all your information and all the links that you need to be able to get your tickets for the rally and ride taking place Saturday, anniversary blowout. All right, Diane, let's get into some news, please.
18-year-old boy attacked by a shark off the North Carolina. That was the second attack in that area in 2 days and the sixth that has been counted in the past 2 weeks. This young man swings when he was bitten, suffering injuries to his calf, his butt, and both hands. One day earlier, a man bitten on the back of the leg in Avon while he was playing in the water with his kids. 2-year-old man who was attacked Hilton Head Island in 18-year-old boy is said to be improved.
But he got shredded up, didn't he?
Yeah, he is still hospitalized. But it seems every time you look, there's not a shark
bad.
Attack.
Shark attacks are they are up. Now I did see life expert over the weekend.
Yeah.
Who I thought great advice when it came to, because listen, I mean, first of all, there I don't know anybody that's working or is even around. But a lot of people going on vacation. Obviously, the Outer Banks. All of the beaches from Florida up north, obviously vacation destinations for 4th of July weekend or just for kind of 4th of July. So anyway, an aquamarine expert who was on the news over the weekend who said, listen, you just have to use common sense, shark walk.
That's here to ease your fears.
Boy, that is unbelievable. Is it? I thought I had read that shark attacks are up. At where they were last year. Mm-hmm. There's some it's temperature being warm. But is it really any higher, or does it just because there's been a couple of severe attacks?
A couple of weeks. I feel like you're certainly aware of it now.
But is it because first two included like people losing limbs? Like the people over the weekend, and I'm not downplaying what happened to them, is they just got bit. The first two limbs
right.
Like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's because the first kind of two of this go bad. And also, they right now, heading into 4th of July, they're not going to shut down a beach.
Oh, no.
They're fine. That's why you have the experts on team. Common sense.
Exactly.
Sharks live in the water.
Yeah. Don't go anything and be on, like, ankle deep. You're fine.
No. Well, did you see, where was the shark that they pulled out of the water under to look at it and then put it back in the water?
Was
like,
that?
Two bros were playing frisbee. And, like, grabbed a shark by the tail and pulled him out onto the water, or pulled him out of the water onto the sand, and they kind of, like, looked at him, and then they pushed him back into the water so he can go.
He was still alive.
Oh, yeah, and healthy. But that's, I mean, that in thigh deep, that's toe deep. If he's to the that close to the shore. Hi, Ellie, in the morning.
Hey, this is James from Hurst. Hey, the sharks are biting because it's the largest turtle hatching.
I'm sorry?
It's the largest hatching ever.
What is... You know what? I got to get Scott to start patrol. Can you explain that to me? I mean, I understand that turtles hatch, but why... Like, is this like a big year for turtles?
No, the sharks love eating the baby turtles.
But you're saying that this year, it's a record year for turtle hatching, so the sharks are feasting on the baby turtles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Really? Really?
We went to Buxton, North Carolina, on the point, and we went fishing down there for the exact same shark.
Wait, Wait, did you, sorry to cut you off, did you go shark fishing?
Oh.
Isn't that also something that could have
be a possible reason?
They said to get rid of, like a shark fish.
No, some people are pointing out, though, that where some of these attacks have happened,
right,
it's pretty close to fishing piers where people are, you know, using
fishing sharks.
Very
but in some places, isn't it against like wildlife laws to?
No,
no,
you're not allowed to chum the water. Real messy,
right?
So. But yeah, there are still thick nettles down there. You're getting snapped off or you're getting a big shark.
Wait a minute. So when you went shark fishing, every time you would throw your pole in there?
Pretty much every time.
No kidding.
We left the beach because we had to get stronger tackle because it was just snapping us off. And shark tackle and didn't let anything.
And look at that. Shark fishing, would you get in that water in that ring?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, no. You know what? I mean, and listen, you hate to be the alarmist. Chance in hell, if I were going to any of the beaches along South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, uh-uh.
The water.
They're probably 30 yards out.
They're not 30 yards out. Over the weekend was up to his knee.
Oh, I mean, like, we don't even have the cast far. It's like they're right there.
God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Hey, can I get a t-shirt?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Do you realize how close we were by sharks?
What?
We were not that close.
Yes, we were.
When?
Yes, we were. When we went to Jacksonville Beach.
Yes.
You could have been attacked by a shark like that.
I didn't even step on the sand.
We actually never did cross into the sand. But
we didn't get off that boardwalk.
We could have been a victim. By the way, that's as close to the ocean as I'm getting this summer.
It's hashtag CMT Dog and Beth. Let's insert into the story.
You know what? Walk around with a big sign that says, Elliot's a puss. Not getting in the Atlantic Ocean. Morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, Elliot. This is Ryan.
Hey, what's up, Ryan?
I've been fishing since I would keep up with a lot of stuff directing like that.
Right.
I don't know if you heard about it, but last year they came out with a device that puts out sound waves. Sharks hate it, and they won't.
Oh, really? So why don't they just start putting those in everywhere?
I think company, and they don't even know if it's been released on the market yet. But as for the sharks, they're so sensitive to sound waves and everything. Just push them.
This. Where do you go surfing? I'll hang up and listen. Damn it. Oh, wait, are you there? Damn it, you keep cutting out. Hold on one second. All right, go ahead, Diane.
A child has died. At least 7 other people were hurt, lost control and crashed into just off Kent Island, Maryland Natural Resources. Police say 16-year-old died and 3 victims taken to. This collision happened yesterday. It happened during the Thunder on the Narrows race at Kent Narrows. Apparently, the operator of the boat lost control and struggled on their own boats who were joining each other along that race. We have learned the identity of the child who died after being shocked after their sump pump seemingly over the weekend. 29-year-old Crystal Putterbaugh and her daughter Lily, but both of them ended up, they were found unresponsive in the stairwell leading to their basement.
Ooh.
Horrible. And that's good. So people have sump pumps, and you just don't know.
Oh, sure.
If something like that
happened.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he has started his campaign to battle his aggressive form of cancer. He just announced last week he was diagnosed stage.
Yes, remember, Diane.
Non-lymphoma. He said the cancer responds well to treatment and his prognosis. Started chemotherapy. Worshiping and speaking at Yes at Emmanuel AME Church in South Carolina, saying that he was taking comfort in being the outpouring of love that he death of his son, Bo. Obviously, the clip that everybody saw over the weekend was
Obama.
Yes. Now, I feel like everybody saw the beginning of the song, but you may not have heard him really get really into it a little bit. I was like,
whatever,
whoa,
dude.
Damn.
That was awesome. That was cool. It was cool as hell.
The Reverend Pinckney were gunned down at that church a couple of weeks ago. President said he didn't know him well, but had a chance to meet him years ago. what a good man he was. And then he went on to sort of say, you know, I think that's what to be said about themselves, eulogy, when they pass. Yes's bassist and founder Chris Squire, at the age of 67, after his leukemia, the band announcing that it was with the heaviest of heart sadness that they had to inform fans. He's been the only constant member.
Isn't he the only one in the band
from
at this point?
1968 up until now. Drummer Alan White have been around for a long time, but obviously not as long. He hasn't been with the group since 2004.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's sad. You don't like to see that happen. What a horrible band, though. What a default.
Alan has been a longtime smoker. This we knew. He was diagnosed with tongue cancer in 2000 and had to have a third of his tongue removed, declared cancer-free. But he doesn't blame smoking for his tongue cancer. He thinks he got it from and copper guitar picks in his mouth while being in a student filled with electromagnetic.
I agree.
He said, so that's it. I mean, I was smoking. I was doing a lot of drugs and a lot of everything. But at the same time, my lungs are totally clear.
See?
It's possible. Right. Eddie recently quit sports, says he was compulsive.
I swear to God, yesterday I was behind a car. I thought it caught fire.
What?
Dude.
Vape cloud.
Dude, remember like the competitions and those big vape? And a guy who was, he was driving with a, and it doesn't matter, Big Papa John's pizza delivery thing on the roof of the car. It was on fire. Nope. He had just let loose with some big exhale. And a plume of smoke come out of a cardboard was unbelievable.
Producer on the upcoming Top Gun, strong hint that Tom Cruise is on board, saying there is an amazing role Maverick in the movie, and there is no top. It's going to be Maverick. Also revealing a little bit about the plot, saying it's very much a world we live in today. Drone fifth generation fashion fighter. It's really exploring the end of an era of dogfighting and fighter. Pulling out its Baconator fried bird and bacon. And cheese, look for them near you.
All right.
I thought you'd be all over that.
Nah, I like chili cheese fries.
You're opposed to?
I just don't.
Oh, it's
wanna,
too much.
I don't know. No. I don't like just throwing sake of throwing bacon on it.
No.
Though my stomach is a little tricky right now, and I do feel like some Wendy down.
Tricky why?
Say again?
Why is it tricky?
Big meal late. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I finished up a steak about 9:30. I'm good.
They're $54 million this past weekend. Inside Out with 52 opening in third place. 2.9 million new day openings going into the holiday. Mike XXL and then Terminator Genesis. I did not see Arnold do Start Your Engines.
No, at least I didn't see the beginning. I feel like I gave you the command to start engines on Friday.
That's true. So, on Sunday, it was a 1-2.
Did they say that the first time that...
I didn't see a second of the race.
Oh, I only saw the last 10 laps. Yeah. It was great. The final 10 laps were pretty good. They had those spin-outs, but they were far enough behind. Danica spun out. Somebody else, he had to, like, limp his way back to pit road. They raced through the end. But Jimmy Johnson was in first.
Yeah.
And Kyle took off and won it. Then a buddy of mine, Samantha, was tucking her boobs back in. And then Kurt pushed Gordon out of the way there. But yeah, and I want to say, like, they even joked about how it was in Detroit where they finished first and last, but this may be the first and second right behind him. But Kurt, but then he had to start fighting or second and not lose to third.
Americans now moving on to the semifinals after Friday's win for the U.S. women's national team.
Hell yeah.
So they're facing off against Germany tomorrow night in Montreal.
Here we go.
Returning to Montreal, says he's ready to resume his football career. He did attend yesterday and we'll start workouts with it. We still don't know any details on what this family issue was or what his personal matter was.
Because it was personal.
Okay. The Atlanta Falcons not going to bring 53-year-old Herschel Walker to coach. Dan Quinn said that despite all, the Falcons will not be inviting him.
Last week he was like, oh yeah, Herschel, I'd have room for him. Cause he thought Herschel was like, yeah, okay. Dude, you're 50. He's in great shape though. Herschel's in fantastic shape.
Okay, he's 50.
Yeah, and that's, he's not coming to camp.
Hockey Hawk last today, Red Wings defenseman Nicholas Lidstrom considered a lock to make it his first. He won 7 Norris trophies during his career. Other players considered to be Sergei Fedorov and Chris Pronger.
Right. We'll see about Pronger, though.
Nationals 8-game winning streak came to an end last night as they lost to the Phillies 8-5 in the second of a doubleheader they get today. Sandberg stepping down prior to the weekend and continue to struggle with the worst streak.
I get the hell out of there, too.
Orioles swept the Indians over the weekend, including last night's shutout.
Orioles guy listen early in the show or late in the show?
I don't know, but he was one of many who had messages for you last night.
That is the tied for first place AL East, or first place Orioles in the AL East. They've turned it on real quick. So I will give them credit. Remember, you don't win the World Series, but good for them. No, good for them.
So Orioles stay home tonight, kicking off a series against the Rangers at Camden Yards. That's a look at news and sports.
XL 102.
Man, hot.
Quarters running down the crack of the earth. That's the answer. And company at 4705 Western. They guarantee to eliminate 45 minutes of interior heat and protect 99% fading and cracking of your expensive leather interior. Don't worry. It's all legal.
We're back for the best window tint. Our certified professional installers. They're a window tint company, not a side business. Advanced Window Tint has been given the Classic Dealer Award, voted Virginia's number one tent shop, and took first place in the East End Champ. Advanced guarantees the best price within a lifetime nationwide warranty.
They can't smack the smiles off their tent customers.
Advanced is at Staplesville and Broad, a Cropper.
Find them at advancedtent.com or 800-997-TENT. When they need some mother, Advanced Tent is your daddy. 800-997-TENT.
Back to Elliot in the Morning on LU.
And it feels like walking the glass. So hip, it's a light. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can feel it, pieces of three, because it's not just
it's Elliot in the Morning. All right, I need some first-time winners, please, all this week. You will win to go see Faith No. That show's about a month and a half from now. You will go see them at Merriweather Post. Call me right now. The tickets are yours. Elliot, 866-235-5468.
Into the box. Lloyd, the header. Yes, legs.
Elliot. XL102.
On 64 westbound, watch for a disabled vehicle. It's blocking the right shoulder of mile marker 204 off the interstates. Clearing stages, Church Road at Morgan Run Road. From News Radio W. Al Barnett.
We're meeting at 015 Optimus, Forte, Sedona's. No payments for 3 months and 100 gallon Pearson Kia during their Summer's On Us sales event. 0% financing is big saving. For saving and 100 gallon is big gas saving. So stop by today. It's your summer ever. Pearson Kia, 80 West Broad Street or PearsonKia.net. Subject to credit approval. Gas offer valued at $250. All new car purchases meet eligibility requirements. To purchase July 6, 2015.
Here, giving you the inside scoop. The clearance event is going on now. Take up to 60% off already rock-bottom prices on select items. Yeah, you heard that. 60% off. And we're talking a working addition of top-quality flooring, like tile, wood, stone, and more. Hey, trust me, deals like these won't last long, so get... You've got to see it to believe. Our clearance event ends July 1st.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone didn't crack. Boss made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Come together at Ostax. Three summer-inspired pancakes like rich and decadent blackberry peach cobbler, sweet and creamy banana pudding, and some fresh blueberry lemonade. Summer Stacks today. Oh, so affordable and only here for summer. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Sir, today I'm waking you with calming tunes instead of your alarm.
Sure.
You'd
help in the morning.
I also make tea with sugar and cream. Oh, I found it for you. And here's your breakfast with hash brown sausage and biscuits.
But at least serve you breakfast.
Right, McMuffin sandwich with a medium freshly brewed McCafe coffee for only $3. Most locations open at 5 a.m. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
Listen to your taste buds. They got to tell you to get an ice cold Coca-Cola, realize it's just a dollar. Or when they tell you to get one more Coke for the lady in line behind you, and then you cop the number, your taste buds now. But since they don't have hands, a sip of Coke from McDonald's is the next best thing.
Isn't it time you showed your taste buds? Bud, some love. Enjoy Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet oats for just $1. prizes and participants.
Do you want an opportunity to put your career on the fast track and be part of a growing company that rewards excellence? Then jump on board with Brenco, number one manufacturer of tapered industry in the U.S. Brenco needs machine operators, material handlers, mechanics, and electricians for immediate openings to earn outstanding pay. Opportunity for advancement. Make visit AmstedRail.com. That's AMSTED Rail. Opportunity for employer.
To protect your engine, you have to change the oil. Right now, parts. Pick up Mobil 1 Full Synthetic for $5.99 a quart when you buy four or more. Protect against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or high-mileage motor oils at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Elliot in the Morning 2.
Hi, Elliot in the Morning.
Hey, how's it going, man?
I am doing great. Who's this?
It's
Tom, how are you, sir? Good. What was your weekend?
Man, you know, I worked a 55-to-5-hour week. Okay. I woke up at like two, fell asleep around 7. Great 5-hour day for me.
Dude, there's nothing wrong with that.
It was a more eventful, though, so I kind of try to make up for it.
Good for you. All right, well, you know, telling you, it needs to cover.
Yeah, man.
Good for you. All right, well, listen, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets. I'll more. So if you hold tight 1 second for me, Kaylee will get some info from you. And if I don't talk to you before next weekend, have a good 4th of July.
All right, man. Thanks. You too.
Hey, you got it, dude. Hold tight 1 second. Five. Hi, Elliot.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Oh, hi. My name's Laurie.
Laurie.
I'm awesome. Thank you.
What is your weekend all about?
Well, Saturday it rained. We just caught up on Aaron, and yesterday caught up on some yard work.
Yeah, depending on where you were, Saturday will turn floater. Yeah, it was. That's why I was glad to be out in the rain all day for a lacrosse tournament.
As hard as it was raining?
It was pouring. It was miserable. And you're playing in it because it's very important that if these U11s don't get this in, the world is going to end. It was miserable out. Ask you something real quickly?
Sure.
Are you married?
I am.
Does your husband wear a wedding ring?
Yes, and then sometimes his fingers swell, but the majority of the time he does wear it.
He does. Okay. Diane, does Scott wear his? He does.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say I always wear mine, but I do wear mine.
The only time you don't wear it is when you...
No, well, yes.
I know probably at least 4 times where you come in, you're like, I don't know where my wedding ring is.
No, well, sometimes I leave it next door. If we stay there. No, I've lost of occasions.
But legitimately,
yes.
Diane misplaced it.
Oh, no, I legitimately misplaced it. It's women.
You've never had to place it, though. Like, you've never lost it.
No, this is still the original. Right. It'll be 13 years tomorrow. How about that? The reason I ask, you know who I can, and it is a reminder, you do have to be careful. Fallon caught on a table.
Right.
Finger to shred. I mean, it's bad.
Well, Friday, they're airing a repeat tonight. I don't know if today was like a planned night off anyway.
No, probably because he had to go in and have surgery and get everything.
He was hammered.
Answer to that. Don't know the answer
to that. I thought
there
was reference made to after a long night out.
Could be. No, but I thought he was at home.
Well, he was at home, like, after.
No, that doesn't matter. You could sit on anything. Hey, Laurie, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second for me. Do you do your yoga?
Yes.
By the way, we were taught at a young age No rings while you're doing anything athletic.
Yeah.
Never. Especially baseball. Baseball.
No. I was going to say, when you're like team, we're big into jewelry, so they had to like de-bling.
No, but for like senior year, like if you and stuff.
Yeah.
Or it's just her. I did. Wore rings. We're always told, you'll go back by the fence or something, and you'll catch that ring. Guys tear their fingers off all the time.
I see women wearing like wedding bands and hands and stuff at the gym.
You're always supposed to take them off. Athletic. I always take them off. And by the way, like playing hockey, like we have gloves on. Won't wear it. So.
Yeah, but he was just at his house.
Doesn't matter. There's plenty of people. No, I'm being completely serious. There's plenty of people that won't wear exactly that reason. Oh, no, I'm being serious. Serious. Don't think, and maybe it's a TV thing. You know who doesn't wear a ring?
Who?
Jon Stewart. Because I think he's afraid that he's going to catch it on his rip. It, you don't know. I don't with life. But he doesn't wear a ring on TV. It's got to be because he's afraid. See? Look at. And I'm good at looking at a left hand.
So you're like a woman.
I'll look for on women to see if they have one. How about when he's like doing anything athletic? He wears it to work out? Tell him no more.
To be honest, kept it on during DDP yoga. Dallas has rings on.
You think it's like a mandatory prop?
No. He's passing on bad information. He would be cool with it. I would never wear a ring. Have you ever caught it on a pen?
Like a pen? No.
Oh, yeah, I've done that. You do something, and the next thing you know, you're caught in there like that?
Yeah. My finger was almost torn off. You have ink on your finger.
No. Well, I closed. You could catch it. Like, you can catch it under there, and you'll take much. I could take your own.
No, you couldn't.
100%. Give me your hand.
There you go.
Here. No, I could do the same thing with you. I could rip your finger right off.
I wore it in the yard yesterday during yard work.
Oh.
String trimming.
If you reach down to grab something, like a twig or a stick or something
like that. Like, he definitely got his ring on anyway.
No. Obviously, if you put your hand under a lawnmower, it doesn't matter whether your rings are or not.
Well, that would be the dumbest thing
ever.
People
just reach under there, and the next thing you know.
The hamburger meat.
No. Down to grab a twig, like a stick. It was in there. So easy to rip your finger. They really are dangerous. I would bet. Number. 200,000 a year of people who go to the hospital.
That's a lot.
For a ring injury.
He's making up a number.
I think it's an educated guess.
I hope you realize this is a cue to eat very quickly because you're about to hear some awful
stuff. I've never torn my finger off.
No,
from you. People, the phone.
I will say this, though. There have been times where I have left it on to where I shouldn't have it on. It messes with your head. Like, I've been outside, like, throwing a baseball with the kids.
Yeah.
And I'll keep my glove on my left hand.
Mm-hmm.
But and then your hand starts getting all... No, it doesn't hurt, Diane. But it starts getting all sweaty. It's going to come off, or it's going to slip. You're going to take a ball against that. You should never do anything athletic. And I could make a good argument to never have it on.
You could lose it.
No, but I bet there's a ton of people who don't wear them.
For this reason.
I don't... What? Well, no.
For safety reasons.
Yeah, 100%.
No. If they are,
No. I'll tell you what. It's also rare that I'll ride a motorcycle with a ring on.
Really?
Yeah. You catch it on nothing. I'm telling you, you have no idea how easy it is to take the finger off. It's going to come off. That's a down there.
Oh.
What's wrong?
I'm dreading the phone calls.
Oh, Diana at DC101 Pictures. Check my digit. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, it's me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, it's Joe. Just gonna let you know, I'm gonna let you know, newer titanium rings.
Take it, finger comes right off, doesn't it?
Cut those off. You're jamming your finger, your finger swells, you have a chance of losing your finger. Cut those off.
That's what Nick has.
I did those? Yeah, well, say goodbye. We got five head and four finger. That's what's gonna happen there.
I don't wear my ring for 14 years.
Ever?
Very rarely, if we go out on a date or there's work, anything, you know, like that, it stays on a necklace around my neck. I do have one.
He's doing serious work.
Well,
like, am I going to get caught in the mouse?
No, but I was going to ask. Are you allowed to, as a paramedic, are you allowed to wear a ring while you're working?
But it is advised against.
See, but he said he wears it on a necklace.
Right.
That's nice.
Why do you wear it on a necklace? Just out of curiosity. That's fair.
But I do have one tattooed on as well.
Okay, that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool.
It happens a lot. Fingers come right off.
Yeah, are you in agreement with 200,000?
Probably. I mean, I can think of several hundred just in the last 10 years I've been doing it. So,
hey, let me ask you I got to be honest with you, and I'm public service. I didn't jam up their fingers and it starts to swell. So if that happens and you show ring off, but if I have a titanium ring, you're not getting that off.
No, your standard gold, silver rings, white gold rings, we can cut those right off. The titanium rings, like that, we can't cut.
Man, good luck dealing with Jackie if you got to cut my ring off.
And football things and baseball, slide into base, fingertips hit first.
Yep.
There you go. So it happens a lot.
Good deal. Appreciate it. Thank
you. No problem.
See, he doesn't even wear it at work.
Yeah, but look what he's doing.
Working with his hands. My hands?
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. I'm writing things. I'm pushing buttons over here.
Elliot's Mar. Could you imagine?
Where am I going, Kaylee? Mine too? By the way, I was being serious. You have a finger with a titanium ring? I didn't even know that. I don't own a titanium ring. How Nick's going to go? Hand. Hi, Elliot. The morning.
Nick's looking pretty.
Hi, who's this? Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Gavin from Cedar City.
Hey, what's going on? Hey,
not much as driving to work. Tour for Afghanistan when I was in service, and we were getting our vehicles ready for inspection. So I had my hand up on one of the bolts, but didn't know it. So I jumped out from the ring with right into my finger.
Oh,
did it really?
Yeah, it really did. And then the worst part was a lot of medics out there, so I had to wait about a day and a half in order to get the ring out of my finger.
Yes, hey, can I ask when you're overseas, like on a tour, whether it's Afghanistan or I'm being very honest. I'm surprised they even let you wear rings.
Well, I know a lot of the military services. What they do is not military services, but I don't know the military. They offer these things called like these little rubber band rings that you can wear, like people a lot of active activities and stuff like that. In case something like that,
rubber band ring. Why would I wear a rubber band?
No, it's almost like the Live Strong bracelets, but it's just like a ring size. I've seen those before. Yeah.
So, does that take the place of a wedding ring?
Yes, for your ring finger, I guess, while you're doing some sort of activity.
Activity where I can't wear a ring. I'm not going to that dude's
exactly.
Single.
Well, people
that's
still
ridiculous.
Like to have like if I don't. If you don't have them on, you feel like,
right.
It's
well, you know where you
like, mind at ease.
Well, I can't say that because I lose mine a lot.
Yeah.
Never mind. I do know where it is. Yeah, no, I realize.
It's at the hotel.
No, I know when I take it off and I don't put it back on. I mean, you just get in a hat, and then you know. But no, I wouldn't wear a rubber band ring just because I took this one off.
When you cook?
It depends.
I do for cooking.
Why? Because you're afraid it's going to slip off and fall in?
The ring's dirty. Yeah, but the ring's not getting clean with just soap.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. My hands and all going in everything. Yeah, I don't think I take it. I don't think I take it off. Drive.
What?
There's nothing in the car that it's going to get caught on?
Your racing gloves don't keep it protected?
Do you put on a seatbelt?
I do.
You do. And there's like that little hole where it catches into the lock.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Fuck downstairs in my car, you know.
When you use seatbelt to put it on, you grip, right?
Well, that yank your shoulder off.
You grip. Well, also, that thing's going to pop opener, and that's the bottle top. You're going to grab that seatbelt.
Goodbye, finger.
Right off. right off.
When
shouldn't wear a ring? That's the point. Like,
period.
That guy's right. If you want to go out to, like, if you're going to take Lindsay out somewhere.
Yeah, but I'm driving there.
You said Lindsay mostly drive.
You're in the car. Whenever you get there, when you sit down. You really shouldn't be handling utensils.
Now a fork.
The teeth on that fork get underneath that finger.
What are you, an infant? Could I have the rubbery one?
Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Hey, dog.
You laughed up. Be mocking. That's how. That's what's going to happen to you. You're going to lose a finger.
I'm not mocking.
A little bit. You are. Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
I guess I am.
Yeah. You are. That's when it happens. That's called karma. Yes. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, dog. You there?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, bro?
Hey, it's just another day at it.
I hear you.
I'm an electrician and I work with wear the rubber rings, because if any of their metallic rings hit the thing, they're...
Oh, see, that's
a legitimate job worry, though.
Are you ever...
For him.
Can I ask you something, Diane? Are you ever around...
The time.
Mm-hmm.
The bare wires.
Doesn't matter.
I have on-off switches.
Right. Look, little shock. You ever see a little shock come out of that? Yeah. I'm just as guilty. But it is something to think about. I'm telling you, my 200,000 number is very... Hey, do you ever... That's what I said, 200,000. Hey, dude, do you ever work buddies get all fried up with one of those?
I haven't, no, but I guarantee you there's plenty of people that have.
Amen. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's
hey.
Wait, hold on one. What did you just pull up?
Well, for rings.
Right.
And first you get all the, like,
C rings.
Life.
Joe ones.
Well, C as an S-E-A. Preserver ring. Or
oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Saver.
Right. Hold on 1 second, dude. Hold on 1 second.
I guess there's a huge market for rubber rings. Rings to daily reminders. So you say, pay bills. Bills.
Oh, Diane, when's your birthday?
Return books.
Oh.
Call mom.
There's yours.
Take pills.
It's a lot of stuff.
Who the hell's wearing one of those?
No offense, electricians and construction workers.
Okay, they're not. It says take pills, call mom, pay bills. They may be wearing a rubber ring because they still want to show. They want to show.
To line 8. Hi, Elliot.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
This is Matt. How are you?
Good on Matt.
That's true. I've been a helicopter pilot for about 23 years, and they've always said no rings. So of course. I had to learn my lesson the hard way, so I was out there pre-flighting a helicopter. We had a hook, a rescue hook on the hook. It's a pretty big hook. You wouldn't think it would get under a ring. It's
yes, I would.
Big. It's big, and sure enough, it got caught under there, and I was jumping to the deck of the helicopter. The weight was on it, and it basically peeled my finger like a banana. I'm lucky I was able to actually lift my finger. I probably don't did. But it took years for first of all for the finger to heal, and then also for it to actually get back to where I could put that same size ring.
Yeah, no. And by the way, I'm very like you said, I'm very surprised you managed to keep.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, no. I'm surprised it just didn't rip it. By the way, it probably would have been better if it just ripped the whole thing right off.
I don't know. I kind of like my finger. I'm glad I got it.
For all the time and money and vain. Yeah, I don't know. Who am I to say? Dude, hey, I appreciate it. Thank you, bro. Yeah, my brother-in-law, now that I think about it, he wears his ring on a necklace.
Does he?
Yeah, he drives a truck. And so he's so worried about being in, but like when he's got to get off and get off his load and slow stuff, the picking up boxes and things like that, and that you're reaching under pallets, you got all kinds of stuff going. Next thing you know, you got like something sticking. See where I'm coming in here? That's going to take
the ink on your finger.
Going to take that finger clean off.
I'd love to share stories coming in via Facebook. I'm done. Those of you who had to post photos spoiled it for the rest of all of us.
Oh, so the finger peeled by a banana?
More than one. So if you were at talk this DDP yoga, hashtag DDP, you see over the weekend, did you see my tweet? So I was doing an exercise or
right. Did you nail it?
And he has, obviously, duh. But these positions called the road warrior positions, and he finally, when he did the road warrior position, yelled, "What a rut!"
Like a famous thing of his. Is Kaylee didn't know?
She knows. Nick told her.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, my quick. My dad's a mechanic. He was working on aircraft, and he was tightening battery terminals. It arced about in the wrench to his finger, threw that to the other post, and flash melted his ring to his ring.
Oh, my God.
He had to have 3 surgeries, skin grafts, to save the finger.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's the last. Can you imagine?
I never wear a ring. I'm married. The only time I wear a ring is if my wife and I are going somewhere special.
Right.
Or in the medicine cabinet.
And with that, like, does she not care?
I told her again. Said, pick a simple day. It will only be a symbol of our marriage when
we're
out somewhere. Other than that, I've actually contemplated getting
that. But right, you're absolutely right. Hey, thank you, sir. Thank you. we get we're not going home together, but you get home today. And Scott goes, hey, you for work, I was listening to the show. Hey, I heard a lot of valid points ring anymore. Or how's that go over? What's her name?
I mean, he doesn't have a job. It's not like
that matter. I told you could be in the car going to put on your seatbelt.
All I heard was he doesn't have a job. No. You said he doesn't have a job.
He doesn't have a job that would require him to not wear a ring.
It has nothing to do. It's just like, listen, by the way, it happened at any moment where his finger would get caught. Jimmy Fallon was in his kitchen.
He was drunk and he slipped and fell up.
He could be drunk and fall on a table. You don't know.
I'm
just saying, would you be cool with it if he came, like, but I'm not wearing a ring anymore. If like a chain and I'll hang it around my neck.
Oh, you're going to opt for the chain? Absolutely.
Do that.
No way the hell
Scott's wearing a chain.
No. Well, hit two. He doesn't want two of them.
Here he has one. Well, that one's got the Malloy right there on it. But would it bother you? Like, I'll tell you this. If I went home with a ring anymore, unglued. Would be her.
Really?
Oh, she'd be furious. Oh, there's another one. Another one.
Unglued?
Right? Yeah, you'd have nothing. None of that. Punk ass is wearing his ring. Would Lindsay be pissed?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, that's why, like, every so often I'll say to Jackie, hey, look how Jon Stewart doesn't wear a ring.
Are you sure of that?
100%.
All right.
100%. There's people who are wearing rings. That's like one of my things.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my gifts.
Yep. That and finding the beat.
Is there a third? Because this is a pretty good list. Only two.
Elliot.
Hey, who's that?
Hey, it's Justin. I was waiting since like Memorial Day. I was at a... And this lady throwing frisbee, my girlfriend's family, didn't really know. Tops the fence. Little 3-foot fences, no big deal, you would think.
I can write the end of this story.
Oh, so, man. I mean, literally, it was hanging by a flap of skin.
Yep.
Anyway, you could pretty much step over the fence. It wasn't like it was even a big hop, like a 6-foot fence or anything. So, yeah, I got in the car. You guys were talking about this. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. No. And you know what? In Houston, everybody's has like wood fences that to always be worn. Watch your rings. And like my house now, there's like the little white trash. I like it between me and the neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I could if I go ball done. I hanging by a little flap. No, I'm telling you. All right, dude. Yeah. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, bro.
No problem.
You got to do what to do. All right, let's do this. 866 to Elliot. 866.
Oh, he did play this for me. Come on, Legion of Doom.
All right, follow up phone call to Elliot 866-6-2-3-6-8. Any good story at all that you want to get into, it doesn't matter to me. 866 to Elliot 8235-546.
Dave and Elliot's 4th of July rally and ride to RFK. And Elliot and 8 in the morning, a charity motorcycle ride from D.C. Brow RFK Stadium. It's for Foo Fighters' 20th anniversary blowout. You'll get a special rally and ride t-shirt, celebrity chef Steve Menino of Chef Jeff's, live music, and the ride to RFK with Dave and Elliot, complete with Vivo parking. Rally and ride tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster.com. Already going to the blowout, you still need it. Space is limited, so get up. It all benefits the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And me, Dave and Elliot, and I'll rally and ride to RFK. Get all the details at CompTM Online. Elliot in the morning.
This is XO 108.
A disabled vehicle around the state, 64 eastbound, your right shoulder block just after Broad Street Short Pump, and 95 southbound, your right shoulder block between Hill and 290. Radio WRVA. I'm sorry.
Don't think about joining a gym. Join the family. Right now, you can join any American Family Filler. Plus, no commitment. Membership includes a one-hour consultation with a certified personal trainer. We'll show you how to use it to reach your goals.
Stop by any American Family Fit. Then take advantage of our best dollar with no commitment. Rent soon. See location for details.
Get to Dick's Sporting Goods for the annual 10 sale. Major categories. Find something for summer everyone. A pair like Nike, Under Armour, and Reebok. Save that. Incredible deals from the hottest footwear brands like New Balance and ASICS. And ASICS. Cleats from Nike. Or even more great deals on hunting equipment from Remington, Rapala, Berkeley, and Coleman. Hurry in. Items are slick. Sale ends soon. Every sex. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Moe's!
Because of the great deal every Monday at Moe's, everyone's been getting a case of Monday. So start your week off right with a pizza for a crazy low price.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are a lot of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. Share Pack. $100 a month, some high-speed data to share, up to five lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to hear? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16/15 per line offer, coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation, installation fee, credit, valid for prohibited network use rules, and throughput reduction applies. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turnage. Restrictions apply. See Sprint Doctor of the respective owners.
Make your problem. Sign up for AutoZone Rewards and earn a $20 store credit when you make 5 purchases or more. Get started at your AutoZone store or at AutoZone.com/rewards. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated now. If the interest charges are so high, it will take years and years to get out of debt, call Consolidated now.
800-24.
They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your lower payment, reduce your, get you out of debt fast. If you're card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt.
Call 800-242-4645 to 800-246-4524. That's 800-246-4624.
Consolidated Credit Council, Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 90301. Services are primary in nature.
Introducing BOGO Days at Hooters and get 10 boneless wings free. So it's really BTGT, but that doesn't rate BOGO. All you need to know is you get 10 free boneless wings when you buy any 10 wings Monday through 16th at Hooters.
About insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. For this,
check out my new addition.
Wow, I love this new master room.
Only covered for this.
Check out my new...
A Murphy bed.
Now you see it. Now you don't. Or how you make car into a pool.
That pool came out of nowhere.
But not if you drive a car. And about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
Keep farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning Building. WWDC. Washington. WRXL. Richmond. Elliott.
To go see Foo Fighters. That will take place all day. It is the 20th anniversary blow. You get tickets for that. Also, don't forget, private anniversary blowout. If you got a motorcycle, and you want to join us, join Elliot, for the grand ride, the RFK charity motorcycle ride. Dave Grohl will be there.
The incident.
Grohl will be there, though. Facebook.com/EITM online, and you will be good to go. All right, quickly, I'll get to back in. Oh, I do need to point out Jason a little bit later on. I like me some Jason Schwartzman. Thank you very much to Barbie and Danny from Cugini's. They sent me Barbie's gear.
Oh, nice.
So I got a t-shirt. Tyler was at Cugini's.
Friday night.
Friday, very good. Very much. Kaylee was in Philly over the weekend for a wedding. Went to gyms? Wasn't it all great, right? Oh, I know my, did you find the owner? Did you tell the sister-in-law? No, I know they talk. You make small talk. No, you, with or without, and move your ass down the line. Not here to talk to you. Here to get going. But that, how great is that cheesesteak? It was great. Did you get to? You didn't get to. No, that's fine. You don't. Now, Tyler, one story that you were very concerned that we were going to lose, I have kept an eye out for. Watcher out of New Jersey. Remember, this is the family that bought the house in Westfield, New Jersey. And they were getting letters. It's the Broad. And they bought the house. And they were getting letters from the Watcher. And that they, The grandfather had watched the house in the 1920s. The father watched the house in the 1960s. He was glad that there was young blood in the house. Right. And once I know their name, when I call for them, will mm-hmm. they come? Who will be in what bedroom? I control the house. I can watch you go. So now, neighbors. And you got a little bit of everything from the neighbors know who it is. Some of the neighbors believe that it is obviously just a prank.
Right.
Some of the neighbors believe that it's somebody that's trying to cost to the house.
A lot of people.
A lot of people came with that.
Theorize that.
Then there are some people that go, hey, listen.
Thumbed up in a big old smile.
And who, do you do this?
No, I don't.
Oh,
no.
Oh, okay. But it was just somebody who was like, oh, TVM.
Hey, Sharp, yeah, exactly. Good on these.
Hey, let me ask you something. When you were down at Hatteras, though, was there a lot of talk about about shark attack?
I actually didn't hear a word until the people in the next campsite over, young couple, and the dude, and into the water, babe, and she's going, no, you're not, and starts slipping out.
Holy cow. You know what? I wouldn't get in the water in hell. No way in hell. No way. No way. I'm not getting in there. People are every day. No chance. No chance I'm getting in there. All right, dude. Well, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, no problem.
And by the way, local news down there, which made me think. I do want to congratulate everybody that won Emmys over the weekend. Yeah. The local, our streak ended.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Who'd you lose to?
Well, I mean, we were up for a couple.
So sucks.
Say again?
Running against somebody.
Oh, I know. When we run against somebody, our odds aren't as good as winning.
Running unopposed is usually the optimal.
That's the way to win. I will say this, though. If there's a year, and we'll be back next year. Like, we're already committed. Red lines would be great next year.
Well, I hate to call out your team. You're that specifically part of any...
I personally was not nominated to win. I would have not walked out of there with any trophies. Yeah. I just went to support the team.
Oh, I hate to point fingers, but...
It's a team sport. I didn't cause us to not win. Team sport.
Well, you've got the right attitude.
But I will say this. If there's a year to not win, it's this year.
It was a down year?
The show was horrible. The actual online, which is where you can watch Caps Redline.
Why was it horrible?
Because whoever put it on should be embarrassed. Whoever put it on should be fired. Not even, like they would, like they ran all the wrong clips and like they had some voiceover guy who would say, the nominees are.
You.
But West. It would was be, it the, no, it wasn't West. But it would be for the wrong category. And then like there was one clip that they showed with news and like TV. And so they'd run the same clip for like three categories. Horrible. I don't know who was running it, but it was an embarrassment. I feel bad for everybody that won because nobody's walking out of there going, hey, you walking out of there going, oh God, was
ocean. I feel bad you won.
No, there were two fights. Met Aaron Gilchrist. From our Channel 4.
We've never run into him before?
I've seen him at the event, gone up and said hi. So I saw him on Saturday night, and I shook his hand. Very, very. He didn't seem like he wanted to spend a lot of time with me.
No?
No, actually.
Did he win?
No.
You're a loser.
As he was walking up to accept his trophy?
Hey, can I go with you? I can't go with the red line people. No. But he was very nice. Two is there's a girl, for her last name, Chelsea somebody. She works for WTVR in Richmond. Oh man.
That's why she got insured.
She had on dress. I swear to God, the dress had like a big cut up the back. That's where her butt crack started. It was phenomenal. It was great. And one of her best friends just moved to Portland. Girl, and she didn't tell what the story was. I don't know where she worked, but she got up there and during her... I wasn't. But she was giving her, like, her awards acceptance speech or something. And it's, hey, sorry I didn't win. Or sorry I'm not with you anymore. The channel that she won from. Because I run the bus. The people who stood by her. I don't know what she did. And at one point, I even yelled out at her to hear me. What happened? But that's all I want. She and essentially told the TV station she got thrown under the bus.
So you, the production... An execution of a show to be taken more seriously.
Yes.
In which you were heckling during the show.
I'm in a room, one person was like, what happened?
Probably already know. They're in that world.
No. Nobody that was sitting at the Monumental Sports and Entertainment table knew.
Were there gasps?
Damn.
Oh, nobody said a word.
But you did.
I did. What happened? So those were the three highlights. Who hit on her former station for throwing her under the bus. That girl's name is hot. Then I got to meet Aaron Gilchrist. And it was nice for, I don't know what sport State University did, but I damn good.
You lost the college kids?
Well, yes it was.
Yes, what?
Well, technically, I didn't lose. The show did.
So their version of Chibs checked out, like, out the student athlete's dorm room. Wow.
Yeah, so that's, well, we lost to a couple of different people. Nominated for a couple of things. Pieces are entered. My streak still. I just didn't have being nominated this year.
This year. It's self-submission. So we like, I don't think I get this year. Let's see what Troy did.
But you know what? Next year we're back.
Yep.
We'll kick some ass next year.
Better never.
And next year I'll find out why that girl got thrown under the bus. Diane shot at her TV station. It was awesome. It was great. Oh, and then don't even get me started on weather people. Oh, you know what? And then I got to grab this. And then Galen.
Hi.
Galen.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Can you hear me super well? I am sitting on a balcony next to a highway in Virginia Beach, so...
Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. That's right, because you went down for another Fall Out Boy show last night.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Best friggin' weekend of my life.
How was... On Saturday night, we got you passes, which is how we met you, because you won Fall Out Boy tickets, and you were dying to meet.
Yes.
And so we got you to meet tonight. How was it?
It was so great. We actually ended for, like, an hour in the rain.
Right.
And we're totally drenched and all that. And so we can see them because they're down there. That's what it was. Everyone taking pictures with them. So I got with Patrick on one side and Andy on the other. Cool. That was pretty awesome.
I was going to say, so were you, like, were you able to see?
No, well, I mean, I walked up and I'm like, where am I supposed to stand? And they're like, wherever you want. I'm like, I will see you. And then, the girl that I took, she stood between Joe and...
Right, and you were okay with...
No, I mean, it was so quick. It was a lot quicker than I expected it to be.
Well, but, I was in there having dinner with the band.
Oh, no, I don't fault you or anything like that. I mean, they had a lot of people who chat with each one.
Right. Did you get to stand closer to Fall Out Boy than I did Geddy Lee?
Yes, probably, yes. I put my face next to Patrick.
There's a
good 2 feet.
I had to save room for the Holy Spirit.
But yeah, it was incredible. And also, I'm not a Wiz Khalifa fan by any stretch of the imagination. But when he came on, like, I nearly lost my mind because his show is so amazing.
See, look at that.
He puts on a freaking incredible show, and Fall Out Boy does too. In fact, I turned to my friend and I said, it's a hard act to follow. I said, Fall Out Boy better come up with something great, because that is a hard act to follow.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that.
And then yesterday we had Lawn Tickets, which was also incredible, because both Fall Out Boy and Wiz Khalifa had a little mini stand really close to the, real close. I was like 30 feet away taking pictures.
Dude, that's awesome. Well, Gayla, you got to meet him.
And there was everywhere. I probably smell awful today.
Oh, from smell every...
Yeah.
That happened. I mean, that's no big deal.
Yeah.
That's a thank you. All right. Well, listen, I'm glad that you got to meet Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, it was so much.
Absolutely. All right, Gaylen, we'll talk to you soon, okay, honey?
All right.
Let me do this. Let me take out some news. After that, I will give you tickets. Foo Fighters, Saturday night, it's Blowout. Show is all week. We'll give them to you next.
Elliot in the Morning. Like us on Facebook. facebook.com/XL10
from the Richmond Traffic Center.
We're looking now. No problems there. Off the interstate, some accidents. Maury Street near I-95 at 2nd Street. Providence Road at Midlothian Lothian Turnpike at College Street. From News Radio WRVA, I'm Scott Barnett.
This report is brought to you by Hojo Happy Mondays. Let's list the things you love about Mondays. Carpool traffic, office coffee, probably not, but definitely Howard Johnson Hojo Special, where you could earn a $15 gas card. Learn more at Hojo.com. That's Hojo.com. And Happy Monday.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teens. There are lots of types of families. It's perfect for everyone. Sprint, for just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack holds the data. It's the best family plan out there. Areas. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Phone and contract so you can switch. It's online or at a Sprint store today.
After $15 a month per line, offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, recharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in high speed is 3G, 4G, prohibited network use rules, and throughput reduction limited to 3G contract buyout via the phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of their respective owners.
Batteries are not one, so when it's time to replace your old battery zone, your Duralast battery headquarters. The right battery for your conditions. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
This that a mountain of biscuit dough makes when a rolling pin rolls it into flat, doughy planes. And if you look, you can hear the light sprinkle of biscuit dough. Hear that? That's a dough cutter carving out this into biscuits. From scratch.
The Grilled Pork Chop Biscuit with fluffy egg and melting American cheese. Only at Hardee's. For limits.
If your credit card gotten out of hand, call Consolidated. You're making the minimum payment. Payments is just not going down. Call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates are so high, it will take years and years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated now.
800-246-4524.
They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts and reduce your interest rates and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit, Consolidated Credit programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Out of debt.
Call 800-4524. 800-246-4524. That's 6452524.
Consolidated Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 330 Loan Company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Regulation.
Maryland. You start now and price. Twin full to $76 each piece. Or buy any Sealy Posturepedic, Osteo Rest, or any adjustable free gift card worth up to three. Or get two free temperatures of every Tempur-Pedic set. If you buy your mattress anywhere else, you'll pay.
Come together at IHOP for IHOP's three summer-inspired pancakes like rich and sweet and creamy banana pudding and summery fresh blueberry lemonade. Try IHOP's new summer stacks today. Oh, so affordable and only here for summer. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Every take 20,000 breaths. Walking, sleeping. Have you ever stopped breathing in? Or that indoor air can be 2 to 5 times worse than outdoor air? Breathe easy with Filtrete filters, featuring exclusive Filtrete brand 3-in-1 technology from Breathe. Unwanted particles leader flow through. Change your filters, save 15% on 4 centers, and make every breath count. Lowe's, never stop improving.
XL102 with another artist.
TMO live at Big Field Day, joined by Dirty Head.
Make confession, never seen you guys live. So I was like, what kind of he who has seen you guys like a gross amount of got up and left the interview?
He hates you.
He threw the mic also.
If you're at least going to drop the mic, like do a proper like mic drop.
Get more at bigfieldday.com. Now, bang on XL102.
It's Elliot in the morning. All right, we got to get into some news. Your tickets to Saturday, 4th of July, RFK's anniversary blowout. Prior to that, it's Elliot in the morning, teaming up with the Foo Fighters for a little rally and ride to RFK. Charity motorcycle ride. There are still some tickets available for that. But we are all system. So if you could join us on Saturday for the motorcycle ride prior to the show, facebook.com/EITM online. Google your tickets to the 20th anniversary week. And then don't forget about, let's say about an hour. Jason Schwartz movie, The Overnight. Diane, in news, please.
Convicted and captured currently in critical condition at a hospital in Albany, New York, in the area of Const, 5 miles south of the Canadian border. Authorities think that he was trying toward the border when he was actually apprehended. They said that State Police Sergeant Jay Cook was out on a route, spotted him on a road, and stopped when Sweat turned and started to run. The sergeant opened fire. Officials said that he was shot twice in the torso.
Good for him.
He was not. Richard Matt, meanwhile, shot and killed by another border.
He took 3 bullets.
Friday afternoon, about 50 miles away from the prison after he was a law enforcement official in the woods. They said that he died of severe skull fractures and they also said apparently there was a bottle of some sort of it was found.
And they said alcohol.
The toxicology tests were still underway, like black pepper that they had in cabins to try to throw off their scent to the dogs that were out searching for them.
So now, I mean, you hope that survives so that you get some information out of him.
Yeah.
Hoping that you don't get a lot of information out of him, Tilly.
That's
Tilly,
true.
Tilly,
or the other guy with the hamburger meat.
Yeah. By the way, I wouldn't be surprised if Tilly has been Albany looking to cut a cord. You do not want him talking about and all the oral and mm-hmm. all the how we were going to kill the husband. You do not want all of that coming out, Tilly.
On the terror attacks late last week in Tunis, France, Representative Peter King saying that there is great concern over the current U.S. heading into 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, but that's there's a holiday. I mean, yeah. that's nothing.
And Homeland Security did issue a bulletin to local law enforcement, obviously, warning of heightened concern over ISIS-inspired approach. The weekend celebration then was going nuts when they thought they saw this flag at a gay pride rally in London. That was not Arabic writing. Those were pictures of sex.
Fill those if you don't mind.
Yeah. A small plane crash into a house Sunday evening in Plainville, Massachusetts, killing all 3 on board. 4 residents inside, 2 adults and 2 children, managed to fire completely engulfed their home. 45 taking off from Lancaster and was headed to Norwood Airport in Massachusetts. Or 2 adults, rather, and a juvenile were those who were killed. Police say an Ohio man was arrested. Domestic assault that happened on board in Ireland. 27-year-old Anthony Carter is from Ohio. He was arrested as the train was stopped at the station. They talked to people, train witnesses. And then tried to choke a woman, pulling together. So he was arrested and charged with assault and disorderly again. A Richmond man utilizing a monument honoring Confederate President Jefferson Davis. Police saying that 39-year-old Joseph Wong, letter L, base on Friday night, charged with misdemeanor destruction of property. He had denied an early incident at that monument when somebody had lives matter on the base. They were still waiting for his case to go before a judge. Disney theme parks have selfie sticks. Selfie sticks will be totally banned at all four Disney show, as well as any of the Disney walk. The ban will also be enforced at Fort LA, California, and at the theme parks in Paris and Hong Kong.
But now, wait a minute.
If you show up with one, I guess you can either walk it back to your car, or you can the area.
But at the Disney parks, they sell them like crazy.
Well, it doesn't sound like that's going to be the...
So they're going to stop sales of them, too.
They have to. They say, well, you can't use them.
Yeah, well, you know, you had another one, and I can't remember which ride it was. But you had another roller coaster, like a real roller coaster, not like one of the It's a Small World rides, but like a real roller coaster break out of...
The California Screaming one, maybe?
I don't know. Yeah. Shut down the ride because you can't go on the roller coaster ride with somebody got a selfie stick out.
I believe that may have been the last straw for them instituting the ban. Sports: Kyle Busch won the Toyota 150 in Sonoma, California. Jimmy Johnson with five laps to go, beating older brother Kurt, who came in there, who was third. So this was Bush's first win since he broke his leg and foot in a crash at Daytona back in February.
At this series, he did win the an Xfinity series.
So what he has to do? Stay in, or get into the top 30 in points?
I believe it's get into the top 30 in points. Obviously, the win. They said that.
The win, if not off.
Right. Would put him in. I think they said he has to have the average 13th or better for the season, and he'll be in. He just has 13th or better, and he'll be in.
Doable.
Very doable.
Wow.
Very, very doable.
Wow.
So, yeah, he'll get in.
And they did post a bunch of the pictures with Arnold taking photos with all the drivers.
Engines.
Michael Sam returning to Montreal saying he resumed his football career. He attended meeting scouts with the team today. The NHL draft kicking off Friday night.
Did you watch?
I did not.
Oh, it was Connor McDavid went one. Eichel went two. But, I mean, you had a ton of trades. I mean, Boston was moving everybody around. They moved Dougie Hamilton. They moved Milan, piece of garbage. Cam Talbot from the Rangers, get from Vancouver. So it was a busy weekend with the NHL. The NHL today, by the way, 2015 class of the Hall of Fame announced. Lidstrom is going to be a shoe-in. He'll go. They believe Sergei Fedorov will go, which means Jackie wants to go to Toronto for the induction ceremony. They believe Chris may get in. But I don't understand how Fedorov did not put Lindros in. I mean, if you're just going on numbers, how you let that go. Other than, for a long time, people hated Eric Lindros. Hated him. It's supposed to be an award. Thank you.
Penguins said to be interested in Caps free agent Joel Ward.
Don't like details
about the meeting other than that the Penguins interested in him. The Nationals' eight-game winning streak came to an end last night to 5-5 in the second half. They get today off. Orioles sweeping the Indians over the weekend, including last night's 8-0 shutout. Orioles also picking up their 5,000th franchise win. They're home against the Rangers.
One news from baseball, Giancarlo, he just had he's done 4 to 6 weeks. So that means you won't see him in the home run derby. You won't see him, and obviously out of the lineup. That sucks. I mean, he's awesome to watch. So he broke his wrist, so he's done.
LeBron of his Cleveland Cavaliers contract to become a free agent July 1st, but this time he is expected to re-sign and has had a lot of team. He'll wait and see what the Cavaliers do with the rest of their free agents before the new deal will be. And word is that Taylor Swift reportedly in talks to headline the Super Bowl halftime show.
Makes sense. Oh, huge.
Told you.
Makes sense. Yeah. She'll bring everybody out there. I said that. For the 50, they would bring...
That's a look at news.
What if you could use your existing home security equipment and save money? Now you can by switching to Xfinity Home from Comcast. At Xfinity Home can use the existing equipment invested in, like motion and windows and wiring, to give you an automation. Get 24/7 professional monitoring with cellular backup at no cost. Live video monitoring from anywhere. Xfinity Triple Play customers bundle Xfinity services and save. Add Xfinity Home for a month for 12 months. Plus, get a free security camera. Xfinity or go to Xfinity.com/Xfinity today. Camera offer ends 9/21/15. Restrictions apply. Limited to secure 300 service for new customers. 2-year agreement acquired. Early termination fee applies. Installation tag extra. Use of existing depending on condition and type of equipment.
Number one morning show. Elliot in the morning on XL 102.
I'm reaching for something, something's been nothing. satisfies, but I'm getting close, closer to the prize at the end of the rope. I'm a dream, dream of the day. It's around and it's taken away. Leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most. Come to life when I see your ghost.
Saturday at RFK. It is the Foo Fighters 20th anniversary blowout.
I liked how you said Saturday.
Saturday.
It got my attention.
Saturday.
No, you said it much more emphatically than that.
Saturday.
It's robot fighting time.
God, that was so good. I can break down and get into that show right now. Saturday, RFK's Foo Fighters 20th anniversary. You will see Foo Fighters. You will see Gary Clark Jr. You will see Heart. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. LL Cool J. Trombone Shorty. And God knows I'm probably missing a couple. For you, 866-66-235-546. First show back since the stage fall. But I have tickets for you. We will give them to you all this week. Don't forget, prior to the anniversary, we have our Valley and Ride. Those tickets are available. This week, you win your tickets to go to RFK. RFK 66 to Elliot. 866-235-546.
In the morning.
Don't think about joining a gym. Join the family. Right now, you can join any American Family Fitness for just $1. Plus, no membership includes a one-hour con with certified personal trainer. We'll show you and how to use it to reach your career. Stop by any American Family Fitness to learn more. Then take advantage of our best dollar with no commitment. And soon, see location for details.
I had Bovie this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss made sure that... Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady... Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
If you're a home builder or commercial contractor running a construction trailer or an entire building, Temp Power has quiet generators up to 500,000. Also carries light towers, conditioning, so you can work around the clock regardless of weather. On-site diesel fuel. It's Temp Power for every night. Temp-power.net or call Brian 308-3414-3414.
Indulge this summer at the River Lofts at Tobacco Row. Now leasing luxury 1, 2, and 3 bedroom apartments located right along the James River in Chinchin. The Lofts grants you access to entertainment, shopping, and dining. Stop by and see why the River Lofts is the place to call home. Located at 2310 East Carey Street.
Foundation and the U.S. Civil salute and celebrate our nation's groups you care by making a donation at any Wawa store from June 29th through August 30th. All donation programs that directly serve the men and women in the armed forces and their families. Join us as we give thanks to the everyday heroes who do so much for our country. And thank you.
It's not just your grandstand. Your backyard, but looking amazing all summer long. Wood Stain, Australian Timber Oil. Cabot Australian Timber Oil provides ill protection from the blazing sun and driving rain and gives its rich color for long beauty. By head to Home Depot. Off gallons of Cabot Australia. The store with more number one choices. Offer valid July 2nd through 6th at participating stores. In store only. See store for details.
Do you want an offer on the fast track and be part of Board's excellence? Then jump with Brenco, the number one manufacturer of tapered roller bearings for the freight industry in the U.S. Brenco needs machine operators, materials, and electricians for immediate opening pay and benefits, plus opportunity for advancement. Make Brenco where you need to be. Visit AmstedRail.com. That's AMED.rail.com. Equal offer.
Ball party at Bailey's and receive $150 in rewards, including a $50 food credit and a $25 monthly gift card for the commissioner. Sign up at Street and Hudson in the West End, just on the south side.
One issue on the street, it's a disabled vehicle, 95 southbound. It has your right shoulder blocked between Lighting Hill and 295 off the interstate. An accident, Laburnum Avenue, from News Radio Double Got Barnett.
Of Monsters and Men recently lined to stage at the iHeartRadio Theater in L.A. If you missed the performance, check out all the exclusive content from the show and more at youtube.com/HondaStage. Of Monsters album is available now.
To Elliot in the Morning on
drop.
866 to Elliott. 866-235-5468. Good morning.
Elliott, what's going on?
What is your name?
Dave.
Dave, I am going to give you a pair of tickets. I will send you Saturday to RFK Stadium. Foo Fighters 20th anniversary.
Awesome. Thank you, dude.
Absolute Fighters. Buddy Guy, Gary Clark Jr. sent the cards. Show is on. All systems go. That's how it was explained. All systems go for Saturday. That means the show is on. That means the rally is on. It's so he never fell stage of his leg.
Yeah, please.
We are good to go. So listen. Hey, by the way, are you married?
Yes, sir.
How would you describe things in the bedroom right now?
Pretty damn good.
You know what? Good for you. Good for you. That's PDG right there. All right. Yeah. Well, because I read something. Read something over the weekend. Just for picking it up in the boudoir. Hey, dude, you hold tight 1 second. I will see you out at RFK on Saturday. All right.
All right. Thanks, Elliot.
I'll be the short kind of Jewy dude walking around. Hold tight 1 second for me, please. I have tickets for you. You will win stadium. Now, if you do want to ride the rally and ride, little charity motorcycle ride, that'll take place prior to the blowout Saturday. You want a charity? It's going to We Are Family DC and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. You go to Facebook.com, EM Online. You will see all the information. I know we kind of had to go on a little bit until we figured everything out. But if you want to join us, you get yourself a special edition Rally and Ride t-shirt. Our buddy Steve Menino from Chef Jeff's, he'll be out there making breakfast for everybody. Grohl will be there. And we'll have live music out there. It should be a great time on Saturday morning to get everything going for what will be a full day of music at RFK Stadium. Information about anything going on with the 20th anniversary and the 4th of July ride to RFK. Facebook.com/EITM online. That's all this week. You will win your tickets for that. Coming up a little bit later on this hour, Jason Schwartzman will join us for his movie, The Overnight, which looks awesome. All right, so I was reading this. Surefire, Diane, they refer to it as a surefire way of not just, and by the way, think healthy,
mm-hmm.
Like these PDG right there in the bedroom. I think you never get enough.
Always another level.
Thank you. Exactly. Exactly. Also, instead, let's make it in a fun way. I mean, it is fun. Let's pretend that you're at home, right?
Okay.
And you and Scott are getting ready for bed, right? So, like, you got your nightly routine is, right?
She got my teeth knocked out.
So you and Scott are climbing into the, Scott's already in bed.
Okay.
Right? And it took you a couple extra minutes to get ready. And just the bed. Well, he could see though. Scott takes his pillow from behind it and just grabs it in one hand and just whacks you with it.
Nope.
What do you mean no?
That's without prefacing an announcement.
I'm getting ready with it. Oh no, it's a fun pillow fight.
You make it sound like it was a little bit aggressive.
No, well, I heard
hard hit. What I just saw.
Hit, you're gonna hit somebody, and then
you have to do it. Have to do it lightly though.
And then gonna go.
No, more, but not like the like.
Bam!
That no.
And then what do you do?
Well, after I get up off the floor, then I'm gonna grab mine. Hit him back.
Right, having a pillow fight. Mm-hmm. Well, now what are you doing? You're laughing.
Oh, yeah.
You're
yeah.
being kind of childlike. And what's happening? What's happening? I'll help you. You're getting horny.
Oh.
Right? Right?
And competitive.
Okay, whatever. But you're getting horny. No? That wouldn't get you horny?
So it's working?
Challenge her to a pillow fight. Like it says. By the way, that's right out of Men's Health. It says, have a pillow fight. Get back into, like, your childlike behavior.
Yeah.
You get horny as hell.
Start it.
Say again? Good question.
Can you throw the first...
Scott's just changing out his box of smells.
I think you tell him ahead of time.
No.
But you have to be.
No,
you can't. Give him some warning.
You know what the warning is? Right before it hits you in the face, you see white.
Because
he wouldn't. He would grab him now.
I'm not saying he wouldn't come back.
You two are laughing and you're getting horny.
Getting the blow in. Scott is deflecting.
He's giving the hand up.
He doesn't have to get her back
to the side.
With another shot. She's not getting a first shot.
Oh, so you think she's...
I think I could.
No.
But you
be a complete surprise then.
But you think Scott deflects and then just pounces on it and they're already having sex? Not a little bit of fun. A little bit
I
of
try
sex.
Not to smile because I got my teeth knocked out by a chainsaw.
Kaylee, would that get you going in the bedroom?
It does.
She said flirty.
It is
unlike,
flirty.
Unlike the blow that I took the first time.
Yeah, I didn't try to break your nose.
Wham!
Yeah, you're getting in the end of it. It doesn't hurt. So you're getting into bed. I'm up on my knee and boom. And then you come back at me, and now you're horny.
Would anyone buy it as a black eye excuse?
You're not getting a black. Nobody's ever.
Blow fight.
What?
For all the lies.
No way. No way. Yes, like a bar of soap in there. But this is fun sex pillow fight.
Bloody nose.
Would you do it? Would you do that to try to get going?
Oh.
Why, would you feel stupid?
Yes.
Climb around on your knees on the pillow? Come and get it!
That would seem weird, but yeah.
What? But that's what you're supposed to be.
You can be playful.
No, it's supposed to be, supposed to be different. It's supposed to be very...
That's where the leftover Halloween candy was.
No, can't
bloody
you,
nose.
Can't you see that being the case?
Diane looks like Kelly O'Hara.
Won't case?
I get where they're coming from.
I think it'd be awesome.
And when I say them, I mean...
Men's health. Kaylee's into it. Kaylee takes one shot to the back of the head with the pillow. Horny!
You think Jackie'd be into that?
Yeah, she would. Would. Because she knows I'm a child.
Well...
I don't think you'd ever get to the sex part.
Probably not. I'd be like, with a pillow. I'm horny. Oh, dude.
Super soaker.
Squirt gun in the... Awesome.
All right. Wet.
Well, no.
He thinks like a child. Yeah. About consequences.
Yeah. He's not going to suck so bad, but like with some kind of like fun, like gel or what? Agri crap or something like that.
It's in my
All
eyes.
Over the wall.
It's
in
my eyes. Yeah. Eyes. What was the stuff that they wanted us to shave with? Like screaming demon gasm or something? What was it?
Coochie.
Coochie. That's it.
How could you forget?
Right now. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Yeah, dude, are you into it? Hello? I got you loud and clear. I'm right here with you, hon. Here.
So, me and my wife have pillow fights, and it always is Daphne.
It doesn't get her horny?
No, we are... It just people fall off the bed. People like hit their head.
Back to kid injuries again.
100% bad idea to be in my life.
No, but it has one hotter sex. Challenge her to a pillow fight.
No.
Yes.
Not at all.
Like, look at the picture.
We are both very competitive, so it's just all playful, and then it badly.
The picture that I'm looking at here in the article, swinging a pillow at the dude wanted her. They're both smiling and happy. I can't tell.
Stage rat.
No,
not stage rat.
They're having a pillow fight.
Yeah, all right. Some people, but for me and my wife, 100% bad idea.
Go carefree play when activity, truth or dare, twister, and tag ruled your world.
Yeah, it starts off carefree, but then it's violent.
Sex therapist Nan Wise says, I'm talking about some rough and tumble play like wrestling. Running around and chasing, and then pillow fights. And Nan goes on to talk about pillow fights, potentially a guaranteed.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, it always starts off playful, but then.
Next thing you know, you caught the side of your thigh on the bed frame, and now you got to go get.
Exactly.
Why is your tooth loose? I don't understand that.
You said people run it into dressers.
Oh, that'll happen. No, but you're supposed to be playful.
No, definitely doesn't get us horny.
Gets injured. I appreciate it. Thank you, bro.
You're welcome, man. Later.
Later. I'm still in. I still think it's the way to go. Think of how carefree Scott would be. And you go like.
I think
his first
reaction would be like, "Why is she pissed?
What's her name?
No, why is she pissed? Like, what did I do? Why is she mad?
Take a pillow and swat you back. You back. He would big, horny smile come across your face.
I have a fat lip.
And he tries. So concerned that it was down. Like, I'm allergic to down. So, like, I'd be like, well, which willow is that? Oh. Ruin the moment.
The itchy now.
Oh, by the way, I heard in an interview over the weekend, you know?
What?
Donuts.
Ingredient.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in. I don't know. And then donut. He can't eat donuts.
Maybe it's the healthy one.
No. He can't eat donuts. He's unbelievably. And his family owns a seafood restaurant, and he doesn't like fish. Where am I going? Line three? In the morning.
Whoops. Mellow fight last night and had the best sex ever.
Bingo!
Now, what's interesting about the whole thing is, believe it or not, my oldest son, 14, to the Train concert last night. Had a great time.
Our buddy Matt Nathan.
Came through the audience, gave me a high five. I had a video of it.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
My kid was like beside himself that he got that close to a performer.
Right.
On the way home. They're staying with them.
Right.
Because they're out of school. When I got home, pretending that she was in bed, snuck in, laid down. Oh my God, she hit me across the face. Then it started. It was on after that.
Right.
Best sex ever. Probably 15 minutes with fellas.
How long?
That's a long time.
Right, but let me ask you this. 15 minutes. You're starting to grow, right?
Oh, yeah, because I was tired as ass when I got home.
Right, exactly.
It was like 12:30.
Right, and now it's kind of like she's being your wife's fat. You know what I'm talking about. They're starting to jiggle around. I know you got a boner.
I can't control my...
Wait, what did you say?
3:00.
Hell, yeah.
That was awesome, dude.
Have you guys ever had hello fought before sex?
No. That is not her thing.
What do you mean?
And evidently, she had with some girlfriends over dinner, and one thing led to, it's funny that you're talking about this, the thing led other, and she waited until I got home.
Maybe she read the same men's health article I read.
No.
But she swung it to you. Good for you. Good. Happy to hear it. Happy. Don't overdo it, but maybe for the 4th of July, you give her a little firecracker pillow.
I got friends coming into town. We'll probably anyway.
Yeah, I hear you. All right.
Maybe I can talk them into going off fellow fire.
Hey, whatever you do, my friend. All right. Talk to you later.
Have a good one, man.
Peace, bro. Here you go. Look at that.
Yeah. Case and done.
See,
no allergies.
He had best sex of his life.
But is it bad? Like, you can't repeat that. Like you said, I'll do it this weekend. Isn't that...
No, you can't. Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
No, you're not. Can I ask you this? We game twice?
Of course.
Thank you.
Again, back to being a child.
What they want you to do is instead of being all, we got to get to bed and then we got to get up, let's let a little freewheeling into the house.
If you don't do this now, it's Scott's wrestling fantasy. And he's going to put on a singlet. Has he ever done that before?
No.
Oh, sorry.
What's more likely to happen? Wrestling fantasy or pillow fight?
Pillow fight.
There you go. See?
What?
He's not going to put on the helmet and cauliflower ears?
No.
That'd be awesome.
What? And he's going to run into the, he's got to run to the car to cut weight. Line four.
Honey. Elliot.
Hey!
Dude, I want to like it so much. I just can't because it's like we turn into like, what's it, Sock'em Boppers. Like you're just using on your freaking pillow. So. Like it starts off all fun and all of a sudden you realize you're just punching each other as hard as you can because.
With this. But it's still supposed to make you horny, though.
Dude, I mean, I wanna think it'll make you horny so bad just because I love perfect. Like, I would do it. I, for the time, they just kind of look at you like, what are you doing?
Turning you on right now. I'm pumped.
Dude, the next time that's at them, I'm going to have you explain to them what I'm doing.
Are you married?
No.
Oh, so you'll try this with just
dude, yeah, absolutely. No, not just like a date, but I mean, like, you know, with the person, be like,
yeah,
you know,
no.
Like a playful kind of thing, just, you know, see where it goes, you know, slap a little and get them in the mood, but all for that reason, they think it's...
At all. Nope. Yeah, Here you go. Chris Donahue, he's a PhD sex therapist. Big fan of adults playing like him. We know that working out together is beneficial relationships, so this idea is similar. There you go. It's not working out, but it's still together and getting each other, getting your what you call it, your endorphins moving.
Hold on one second. I got to put my heart rate monitor on.
Tell me that.
What?
St-
wear your for sex.
Yes, let me strap wrap. That's hot.
Well, I don't know if you wear it when you go to sleep.
No.
What's the thing that you wear that sleep?
The Fitbit.
No, it's tap.
No. Thankfully, no.
Hold on, Scott. Ah, you, God damn it, you hit me in the face.
Ah, it's a smile.
Wait, do you leave your Fitbit?
I mean, I sleep with it on, yeah.
Do you really? Wait, hold on. What, Kaylee? I don't want Fitbit
not
while
looking.
I'm having sex with you.
You have to, like, toggle through with the buttons. You don't look at it.
Hey, am I getting steps on right. An egg? But you don't sleep with the chest monitor thing on, do you?
No. This.
Has to kill that off of you? Like, you get home from, I don't know, running or whatever you would need it for? And he's going to be like, oh, hold
the
on.
Chest,
hold
the chest.
On. Figure out this god. Now I got to, you know, just pull it. All right, dude, I appreciate it. Thank you, bro.
All right, brother. All right.
You got it, man. We'll talk. Let me take a quick break. It's Elliot in the morning.
Dave and Elliot's 4th of July rally and ride to RFK. Join an Elliot in the morning for an Ernie motorcycle ride from DC Brow Brewing RFK Stadium. It's for Foo Fighters' 20th anniversary blowout. You'll get a special Rally and Ride t-shirt, breakfast from celebrity chef Steve Menino of Chef Live Music, and the Rock Dave and Elliot, complete with VIP motorcycle parking. Rally and Ride through Ticketmaster.com. Owing to the blowout, you still need a ticket to ride. Space is limited, so get them quick. Benefits the National Center for Men. And we are fancy. Dave and Elliot's 4th of July Rally and Ride to RFK. Get all the details at Facebook TM Online. In the morning.
This is XL102 after Elliot. Never danced like this before.
Delay free on the interstates. We've got Berg Hickory Road near Holloway Avenue in Richmond, Laburnum Avenue south of 6th, functioning traffic signal signaled at Hungry Road. From News Radio WRVA, I'm Scott Barnett.
Sprint knows all families are different. Dad, grandma, and twins, while dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. Types of families, but only one family with family for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of data, plus unlimited talk and text for only mobile Verizon or AT&T's 10 gig family plans. Sprint's Family Share Pack offers it. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data, plus unlimited talk and text. Switch, but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation for $6. Valid port in. High speed is 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction applies. Stream via streaming video speeds. The reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of the respective owners.
You don't have to worry about New Year's. You don't have to worry about your birthday to make a change. You can make it better. Hey, it's Fletcher. If you're products, stop it. I say it a lot, but Voltage Vaping is the way to go. Right off 288 on Chester Road in the Whistle Stop Shopping Center, Jay Taylor and his amazing staff know everything. Importantly, they can't hide for a sales pitch. Don't now. Or at least try it. Go by and see them. They will talk to you. They'll find you the right device, the right flavor. You'll never look back. July transition. And you know they got the good. And this week's sale, you purchase a dual EVOD starter kit or any ML kit, a liter bottle of e-liquid to help you get started. Other sale of the week, purchase an SPD tank and receive 10% off entire purchase. And 4th of July sale, come in, spend $100 or more, you're going to save their purchase. Nobody knows more, no vaping. VoltageVaping.com.
Welcome to
Mondays can seem like the zombie apocalypse. Until you remember, every Monday at Moe's is filled with life as everybody catches up with friends while enjoying an awesome burrito or burrito bowl made with 20 plushies. See you there.
Where can you get 0% financing on 2015 Optimus? No payments for 3 months and 100 gallons of gas?
Only at Pearson Kia. During a sales event. 0%. No payments for 3 months is bigger savings. And 100 gallons of gas is big gas. So buy today and make this your bet. Kia. 8301 West.
front. Kia.net. Subject to credit approval. Gas offer valued at $250. All new car purchases meet eligibility requirements to participate. Sale ends July 15th.
Military, you have our gratitude, our respect, and now free admission to King's Dominion. This 4th of July weekend, inactive and retired members get free admission to the park with a valid ID. They also get a special discounted ticket price for up to six of their family. Small token. Token of gratitude. Military ID must be presented at the King's Dominion ticket window to receive this offer. Find Pipeline at kingsdominion.com.
Hey, baby, let's ride.
Don't let noisy brakes kill your mojo. Stop by AutoZone and get a new set of brake pads. Interlast Max Premium Brake Pads, engineered to outperform the original pads that came on your car.
The more you leave, the more gaps you might find. Let's
check out my new addition.
Why didn't this new master bedroom?
When you're really only covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Murphy bed.
Now you see it out.
Or how you may be covered if you drive your car into a pool.
That pool came out of nowhere.
But not if you drive a carpool. Talk to a farmer. Gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning building, WWDCN, WRXL, in the morning.
I'm on the 14 carats, doing it up like my eyes. You say I got a touch, so good, so good. Make you never wanna leave, so don't. Gonna wear that dress you like, skin tight. Do my hair up nice and sync up, pay to your heart beating. Cause I just wanna look, not look good for you.
Oh, the morning! Two things coming up later on this hour. Jason Schwartzman will join us. Get moved overnight. Taylor Schilling is in that.
Adam's
in that. So we'll talk to him in a little while. Also, I will have tickets for you to go see Andrew McMahon with New Blonde with Politics and the Grizz Show. So we'll give you those tickets a little bit later on.
I'm out for the tour.
I did not.
Well, it's got New Politics talking with Andrew, and he needs to remind them that he's going to have his family on the road, and all New Politics care about is like drinking and partying. Little juxtaposition of two different stages in their lives.
That's awesome. We'll have tickets for you a little bit later on. Are you following the thing that's going on? I've really kind of just reduced it to that.
I felt like it had kind of, you didn't hear much about it. I mean, it's not like the fans went away.
Right.
But now all of a sudden it's like everybody's talking about it again.
But here, I guess, and maybe this is the ban, because it was a couple of years ago, maybe it was less than that. I feel like it was a couple of years ago where, like, you heard, like, everything was bad. And then it all went. So I just assumed they were cool.
Oh, everything's fine.
Yeah, I assumed that they were cool. Also, to me, is like, it's like a real country.
Pardon?
It's a country. Like, they've got
a real country.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I don't, like, you don't hear, like, oh, England's broke, or France is broke.
Yeah.
Or Italy's
broke. Spain? Spain's broke.
Okay, are they as bad as Greece?
They're not closing their bank.
Spain, in the last few months, has had major, major issues.
Can I ask? No. Like, they've got, like, tourists, like, orders. Like, they've got a lot of crap going on. I feel like, it's a real country.
I mean, I still hear people going there for vacations.
Okay, I mean, and maybe that's just not enough to keep it going. I don't understand. And maybe that's the problem.
Is it all, like, corrupt government? Or?
I don't know. Maybe that's the problem. I don't know. How did it get so bad?
Someone's help.
Yeah, because I don't. Again, if you told me that this were just, like, it wasn't a real country.
Like, what's not a real country to you?
It pretends to be one.
Yeah.
No, but think of, like, big. Like, they're in there. Like, if you told me, like, Luxembourg was going broke, I'd be like, not even really a. Like, as a major, major city. Right? And they've got Crete and a bunch of islands.
Yep.
Although, weren't they a bunch of the islands off at one point?
To who?
To anybody who'd buy them.
How about the countries they own billions of dollars?
I mean, how did it get so bad though? Okay, well, why they got to do something?
This is, the measures they've taken this week, I've never heard of in my
life. It's down for a week.
We have a $60 limit.
Or it's like it's 60 euros. It's like
Can we just call it dollars? Can we just call it dollars?
Okay, a little bit more than
that. By the way, just call it dollars. But but you can only withdraw six at a machine, which is fine. But most of the machines don't have money in it.
Right.
Did you see the line banks to take all of their money out of the banks?
Yes.
I don't blame them, dude.
This is going to be the people like keeping it in their house.
Blame them?
No.
The whole country's going broke.
Yeah.
You know who I trust? That bank to give me my money back.
Happens beyond the week. Banks are then going to.
I don't know. There's no money. Everybody's got it at home.
Are they voting on some sort of or?
I don't live there. I have no idea. All I know, I guess I give them too much credit country. Because they're going out of business. Somebody's just going to buy them. Can another
buy the country?
Why not? They put themselves going. With, I don't know what it would cost me, $100 billion, they wouldn't sell themselves to me? Why not?
Here's everything to know of crisis.
Where's Tony the Greek?
How did we get here? Answer.
Okay, well, that doesn't help me. That's a real country. Now, Tyler's telling me Spain's on the verge.
No, Spain has fought off issues. But look at the national debt for the...
Okay, but at any point, do you think it's... Okay, yes. Look at... Can I break it down so it's a little something easier? Yeah, I'm waiting on Tony the Greek. But I was going to say, look at our company. I'm going to make this easy to understand.
Uh-huh.
If you look at our company, iHeart Media... We are $20 billion in debt. Not $1 million in debt. I do expect to wake up maybe tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, I sit there. We operate. How did they write a check to anybody when they are $20 billion in debt? I don't understand how.
Well,
because I've
been paying down debt. They're using what money is made to keep the company rolling.
Okay, but I've been to people,
mm-hmm.
you are broke. I couldn't pay people until right. I paid them. Oh, I got a story off air for you guys.
paying people.
No, but you know what I mean? So I don't understand how we exist being $20 billion in debt. Right?
Yeah.
We're one company. Mm-hmm. But at any point, I could wake up and they go, hey, sorry, we can't do this anymore. But the country... has debt problems. Don't expect to wake up and the USA go, well, no more banks. You know what? Like, we're closing the banks. Nothing can happen. Can't go to the out, sit on it. Like, I don't accept it. I just expect it'll keep going. I hope they fix it. Country's going to shut down. Like, people are like, by the way, if I lived in Greece, I'd pull every penny I have out of a bank.
That's why they had to live.
I put it right under the...
$60 a day.
You can't get the $60 a day. All the ATMs are empty. Or whatever they call ATMs. Bureau de change or whatever it is. But those are all empty. Where am I going, Kaylee? I don't like what the big thing here is with banks.
Here's your Greek guy.
Morning.
Hey, this is me.
Hey, Manja. What's going on, dude? Oh, not Italian. That. Oopa.
with the whole... deal in Europe and why they're all going bankrupt and whatnot. We live on a pretty much a socialist system, you know, where everybody's got benefits, pensions and stuff. They've reached a point where they're taxing, a point where companies are bailing out. No one's got jobs, but they still have all these benefit programs.
Right.
And they're doing everything. Matter of fact, I think it was like 2 years ago, it was the European Union bailed them out. You know, Germany stepped in, they bailed them out, and they did not their spending or any of their programs.
Right.
And they just keep the amount of debt. As well, this is what Spain ran into. I think this was like 4 years ago, exact thing. They were on fault. And Germany was like, you guys, you got to figure this out. This is ridiculous. Portugal was on the same. Italy was almost there. Even France was teetering on it for a little bit there. And they just scared. They were spending. Greece had their foot right to the floor, and they're just throwing any that they get in their hands is going right out. Absolutely unbelievable.
Every one of these European companies have hit the toilet.
Yeah, pretty much.
Seriously, we just had the great talking. We're out of it, though.
When we bailed out all those banks.
Well, people are selling houses again.
Well, in regards to the U.S., just from the past...
They've been bailed out twice.
There's a few cities, and forgive me for not remembering them, in California that has actually went back. They had to get bailed out. So you see it in
the California.
California's too expensive, though. And it's kind of kept on the hush. Mass panic is spreading.
Greece has got mass panic. You see all those people in line?
Oh, dude, it's mayhem. It's mayhem over there. What they were doing for a while there, they were actually, this is how broke they were, to deposit money in their own bank accounts. And when they did that, there's no guarantee that you'll ever get. Well, they were telling people that. And, you know, everything kind of calmed down. And then here we are again. Now, you know, I'm surprised they're not tearing those, to be honest with you.
Oh, I'd be going nuts. Amazing.
I would be hoarding food and everything. Everything over there. It'd get pretty scary for those folks.
Hey, so does somebody just come in and buy them out?
Well, you know, when you're talking about buyouts or bailouts and that, you know, you either have Germany and, you know, because they're the economic powerhouse over in Europe, or you're going to have some show who's trying to build up a region, and they'll come in and just throw all at them just to keep them afloat. I'll Google them. Absolutely, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Like Apple or Google, yeah. Maybe not Facebook, but yeah.
You know what I mean.
Companies could
do that. Have some company.
And then just call it the United Republic of Facebook? I mean, why would they want to buy a country?
Because they're business people.
Because they're business people.
And then just come in, overthrow the government, and say, you have to do it the Zuckerberg way.
Yeah. Now I've set up shop in. All right, dude, I appreciate it. Thank you. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hi, so that guy was...
Sorry?
The gentleman that I was just talking was completely wrong and going in Greece right now. No, but I'm a political science person. I go to school for it. That's right now.
Okay.
So the problem with them with Greece is that there's big manufacturing. It's basically a tourist country. And so when you don't have a lot of exports, then your country doesn't have a lot to rely kind of like on the whim of visit. So because they don't have a lot of exports, that they're not having a constant stream of income.
Yogurt.
I'm sorry?
Yogurt.
Oh, well, yeah, but I mean, they don't have natural, they don't have oil, minerals or anything, and they
not
don't...
My fault. Right.
So...
You know Chobani's not made in Greece, right?
All I know is everybody talks about how great Greek yogurt is. That's all I know.
Yeah, but they got to pay Stamos. It's all tied up in Stamos.
Will they get out of it, or does Google or Facebook buy them out?
Well, you know, probably happening is what happened in the 80s when they basically...
Nobody knows what happened in Thailand.
Well, Thailand went bankrupt and their money ceased to exist. China came in and basically gave them their currency and so they could run. So what's happening is that another EU country kind of absorbed them for a little while until they get back up on their feet, and they'll probably kind of redesign Greece. If you can, vote a referee, completely get rid of it. And that causes instability.
I gotcha. All right. But by the way.
When does the entry come in?
What do you mean? They are. Zuckerberg's on it right now. He's probably on a plane. I don't blame him, though. Wouldn't you get all your money out? Although it sounds like if the Chinese come in, you got to use their money.
More importantly, how would America...
any impact on
me. Is that
me?
What he's looking at?
And here's the answer.
It doesn't.
Most experts think financial markets would take a default in strides and large financial institutions ever to Greece sovereign debt, limiting the risk of a domino effect if it goes bust.
We've already... What?
Yeah.
We've already said we're not doing anything with you. Like, we're cool. We like you. But I can't work with you. You got no money.
Fourth.
Yep. Yeah.
Independence.
We're good to go. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hey, dog, it's Tony the Greek.
Hey, here we go. Oompa!
Listen, the problem is we're also so smaller in Europe, and there's no jobs to support.
You're not the smallest country. No. You don't know
E-Dog,
smaller.
E-Dog, listen.
Look up Luxembourg.
Elliot, listen.
There's more people outside of Greece than there actually in Greece. True.
More Greeks outside of Greece than Greeks inside Greece.
In Greece, correct.
Well, that doesn't make...
After 2004, when we got €40 for the Olympic stake ever.
Right.
If you eliminate the competition within nations, especially in Europe, it is a domino effect waiting to happen.
Hey, do you still have family back there, Tony?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Are they flipped out?
But everybody's pretty much calm because everybody knew that it was coming. You know, like, my dad is on the way over there now. My mom and sister are there. Cousins, nephews. So they kind of put money under the pillow, if you will, prepared for the rainy day. The thing is, too, is while living over there, the cost of living is high. For example, for a month's worth of work, you could get paid only, like, $500 when the cost of living is twice that.
Well, that's not good.
So, and also, too, the biggest problem, too, is a lot of the jobs that were local were outsourced to immigrants, i.e. from, like, India, Pakistan, Iran, Turkey, Albania, you name it. There's a lot of big, big labor force. Therefore,
right.
The local labor force does not have any, you know, pride. They don't want to have anything to do with it.
Right, I understand.
So now with the euro, the best thing that I need to go back to the old currency, because when I was a kid, Elliot, you could bring $100 and you would get like 3,000 drachmas back.
What was it? What was the money called? What was the money called?
It's called the drachma.
Hey, drachmi.
But look, Elliot, I'll tell you what.
Oompa.
On 3 drachmas,
right.
You could live like a king for like 3 weeks. Yeah.
Sweet.
It was better exchange than Mexico. Like, take it Mexico, the drachma to the dollar exchange was 10 times better. You could live like a king. That's 96, 97 influx of Americans coming to Greece because they were making money on the exchange.
I know, just to go see the Acropolis.
Yeah, the Acropolis is beautiful, but then you have the local regular sledgehammers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Greek Elliot.
But look, I'll tell you what. Check that also, too. Like I was saying earlier, 96 through about 99, 2000 for Greece, because that was still after the Olympics or before the Olympics, they switched to the euro. Everybody lost money. But then again, when people had euro, they cashed it into dollars, and they were doubling and tripling their money and moving out of town.
Right. So we got it. So the first drachma back.
Bring therefore, it is the cost of the affordable. Greece from 18 to 40 is the highest demographic of unemployment in any other country.
That's not good.
No.
You got to get people back.
Physicists, chemists, teachers. I mean, they're making like $500 when rent is like €300. It's not. It doesn't work.
All right. Well, listen, Tony. I want you to keep me up to date on all. I keep doing is seeing people in line because the banks are closed for a week.
Well, you know what. That's also true because they're everybody from freaking out, but it's already pissed off enough.
Yeah, no,
and
I was going to say, those people look like they were freaking out. Tony, keep me up to date. I hope your family's okay.
Yeah, you guys.
You got oompa. All right, Let me do this. Oompa. Whatever. Yeah, okay. All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Jason Schwartzman joins us next.
Elliot in the Morning. Instagram. From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Multi-vehicle crash has your left lane blocked. Night Boulevard. This has you backed up to the range. That accident also has things stop and go on Staples Mill to the Bryan Park. Bryan Park News Radio, WRVA. I'm Scott Barnett.
This report is brought to you by Hojo. That summer road trip is right around the corner, and Howard Johnson is your official road trip partner. Get a $15 gas card discard when you book the Hojo.com. Get more on Hojo.
Sir, today I'm waking you with calming tunes instead of your alarm. You'd love this kind of help in the morning. Hope it made you fresh coffee with sugar and cream. Oh, I picked out a pizza fresh to death out of this with hash brown sausage and...
McDonald's can serve you breakfast.
Right now, get an Egg McMuffin sandwich with a medium freshly brewed McCafe Coffee. $3. Most locations. For a limited time, very.
Listen to your taste buds. They got your back. Like when they tell you to get an ice-cold Coca-Cola from McDonald's.
And then you realize it's just when they tell you to get one more Coke for the juice.
And then you cop the number. Your taste buds deserve a bro hug right now.
But since they don't have hands, a sip of Coke from McDonald's is the next name.
Isn't it time you showed your taste like any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea from McDonald's for just one? May vary.
Hey, it's Elliot for Pearson Mazda. The heat wave is over for now, but weeks has left Pearson Mazda overstocked.
Pearson Mazda has too much inventory. Offer best deals of the year on new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned. This includes 0% financing for qualified buyers on all 2016 Mazdas. Emergency end-of-month pricing. Mazda in the West End at 9520 or online at Pearson Mazda.
Best back, and it's yours. All classic hoagies are just $4.99 each. Gotta have a Wawa. Limited time only. See store for details.
Hoagie Fest is back at Wawa. In the summer fun, all standards $2. With peanut M&M's, Nestle Butterfinger cups, and so many more. You can mix and match all your favorites. Swedish Fish Fish for you, Haribo gummy, or two Hershey caramel bars all for yourself. Wherever your adventures take you, take along the sweetest part of Hoagie Fest. $2. Gotta have a Wawa. Wawa time only. See store for details.
Hey, baby.
Oh, yeah. Don't let noisy brakes kill your mojo. Stop by Auto Pads and Brake Rotors. New Duralast Max Premium Brake Pads, engineered to outperform the original pad of the car.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Will you still be missing time? Will you still feel pain from your injury?
Strain of missing paychecks.
Will you be paying the price for someone else's bad decision?
At Allen & Allen, Allen & Allen, we know that a personal test of your life, and we've been fighting for you.
We're Allen & Allen. Call us.
Call 866-388-80 today for a free consultation.
From the people who brought you the Baconator, get ready for Wendy's Fries. Just a buck in Wendy's natural cut fries. Applewood smoked bacon. Audiences can't get enough.
It's like the Baconator, but like on fries.
$1.99.
$1.99 will never be the same. This summer, Baconator fries. Get them at a Wendy's near you. For time only. Prices and
hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
XL 102 with an artist.
Timo live at Field Day, joined by Dirty Head. Can I make a confession? Never seen you guys live. So I was like, what kind of set is this? And then she has seen you guys like a gross amount of times. He just got up and left the interview.
He hates you.
He threw the mic also. If you're at least going to drop the mic, like do a proper.
More at bigfieldday.com. Elliot in the morning. XL 102.
Just admit. See, I gave you the doubt and the hope, and can't deny it. I'm all alone in my dream. Tell me, where are you now? Where are you now that I need you? Couldn't find you when I broke down. I'll buy you so high. You know. Now that I need you.
Doing well. How are you?
I'm sorry I'm late.
Now, you know what? That's okay. I wasn't running on time anyway, so things work out that way.
Okay.
Anyway, for the movie, I will say you know how to throw one hell of a dinner party.
You know, thank you very much. It's it can fly. Some people can be a cartoon. For me, it's just like a dinner party.
The movie, I guess, is kind of in a nutshell. It's Adam Scott, Taylor Schilling. They're new to town, a park. They run into you, park with your kid, and you talking to them, and them and their kid over for the dinner party for the night, and then it all goes well. Then the whole move off.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's just that the kids go to bed, and the adults keep the party going a little bit. It has these wild turns that are, you know, insane in a funny way. But it also like night where these couples are really like questioning kind of everything in their lives. And, like, especially relationships, you know, like Adam and Taylor's marriage, a lot of issues, and they never, like, you know, saw them coming. And really, like, not only funny to watch, but also very awkward to watch, too. And a really interesting just take on couples and making friends, like making friends with couples.
Right, right. Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, I had also read where, yes, you talk about individual couples have their own issues, and as time goes by, it's not that you're not being honest with each other, you're just not being fully open. But then it also deals with, like, once you become an adult, move place new, like, when you're a kid, all you got to do is sit down next to somebody, and you may, as an adult, all of a sudden, it's, here we go.
I don't know. I really, like, it's like, what you're saying is so true. Like, right before, like, totally amazing company, 2 days before my life, my wife and I, best friend that was a couple friend, like best friend, they have a kid that's exactly the same age as our kid and our wife at the time. They moving to Austin, and they left. And being like, it had never fully to move a family,
right?
And try to make friends, you know what I mean? Like really try to meet people. I,